Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
One shots, different games, one shot at a time. Earth Dawn, Misguided Ambitions.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Run this before, just so you guys all know. I've only played Earth Dawn. This is the first time I've run it. I'm still a little chintzy on the system because it is greatly different from Second Ed, what I remember from Second Ed, which I played more than 5 years ago was the last time I played it. So, you guys are all from the same Karen. You guys all came from the same village. It opened late after the blight, after the horrors came to the planet, to the earth, the planet, and left because they weren't certain that they were actually really gone. You guys have now, the town has started to blossom outside of the cairn, and you guys are starting to build a nice town, and of course you guys all have wanderlust and all that wonderful stuff. Now, the adventure says I'm supposed to read this to you guys, so I'm going to try to read this without fucking it up horribly. And yes, this is not edited. So, what's the thing? Piss, shit, cocksucker, motherfucker, cocksucker, and tits. There we go.
Cocksucker twice.
It was a piss, shit, fuck, motherfucker, cocksucker.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker, cocksucker, and tits.
Okay. Now you said motherfucker, tits.
Yeah.
That's what explicit tags are for.
Hell yes. Okay. Over 1,000 years ago, scholars discovered the coming of an apocalypse. They named it the Scourge. The Scourge would last for 4 centuries surrounding the peak of the world's magic level, and during this time, powerful and destructive entities called horrors would cross the barrier between worlds to devastate the land and feed on the fear, anger, suffering, and flesh of the name-givers, the members of the sentient races.
These are Saturday night to me.
Yeah, great evening, huh? Dwarves, elves, humans, orcs, trolls, krang, obsidian, and windlings. Powerful adepts gathered to find the means to prevent the downfall of all living beings and eventually founded the nation of Thera as a means to further this goal. The Therans discovered that the Namegivers could not combat the horrors, but would have to hide from them and shield themselves behind magical barriers either in domed cities called citadels or, more frequently, in underground fortifications called cairns. What?
Did you just say magical bears?
I must have. Magical barriers. I'm trying to... Yeah. Grr. Okay. Now I've lost my place. Okay. Vast resources and centuries of work went into the construction of these protective structures, and due to its unique position to pass on the knowledge of how to construct them, the rites of protection and passage, Thera grew from an isolated nation into an empire. To achieve the goal of preserving life throughout their numerous provinces, the Therans justified the means with the ends. The Therans justified the means with the... Okay, I didn't read that wrong. The Therans justified the means with the ends, and over the centuries of preparations began to enslave millions to dig cairns and lay bricks for citadels. Often rulers would empty their nation's coffers to pay the Therans... Cairns.
Care Bears.
Cairns. Yeah, Care Bears.
But is it C-A-R-E?
K-A-E-R.
Okay.
It's... don't ask me. I don't...
He only works here. Moving on.
Often rulers would empty their nation's coffers to pay the Therans, or, if their resources were sparse, sell half of their subjects into Theran slavery to save the other half. Finally, 5 centuries ago, citadels closed their doors and towns and villages entered their cairns to weather the coming storm. They have prepared for centuries of isolation with special magic to grow food underground, tap elemental sources for water and light, their caves by magic crystals. It wasn't easy, and it wasn't a safe bet. Countless cares and citadels were breached by the horrors, their inhabitants tortured in mind and body by the dark entities and their minions, feasted upon by these creatures from the foul depths of the netherworlds.
Yay!
About 100 years ago, about 100 years ago, name givers started to emerge from their cares. They found a devastated world with most life, both plant and animal, consumed, and in some cases twisted beyond recognition by the horrors.
Question.
Yes?
What's a name giver?
Name giver is the sentient races.
Okay.
They call them name givers because they're the only things on the planet that actually name themselves or give names to their children. Name givers. It's explained in the PHP. Unfortunately, I wasn't willing to spend $44 to actually buy a PDF copy to send you guys. Sorry, I'm cheap.
We love you anyway.
Cheapskate.
Buy your own copy.
We'll give you later.
Okay. However, they set out to rebuild their cities, foster what remained of nature, and bridge the gaps between their settlements by engaging in trade. One ingenious move by the Dwarf Kingdom of Thrall followed the people of the... One ingenious move by the Dwarf Kingdom of Thrall allowed the peoples of the Theron province of Barsave, which is where you guys are at, to come to a mutual understanding, the Book of Tomorrow. A tome handed out prior to the Scourge to almost all cares of Barsave. It taught the techniques that allowed long-isolated name-givers to rebuild civilizations, lest the growing of grain and the building of houses be forgotten while generations passed underground. It was written in dwarf script, and this led to... all of Barsave adopting the dwarf language as the common written tongue. Some 50 years ago, the Therons returned to Barsave to once again claim the land as their province. The Barsavians did not like that idea, most of them having adopted the Thrallic Code of Law, known as the Council Compact, that renounced slavery and welcomed self-determination of individuals and nations alike. Now united, the Barsavians resisted the Therons' half-hearted attempt to subdue them with force of their mighty fleet of stone airships. The Therons, not fully committing to subduing Barsave, as they were focused on reclaiming richer provinces, retreated to a corner of Barsave. Just recently, they have refocused their attention on your homelands by landing one of their mighty behemoths, so giant type of airship. Where'd it go? The Grand Fortress Triumph in the heart of Barsave, establishing a base for future conquest. What makes it worse is they actually landed the Triumph on one of the largest heart rocks in Barsave. Heart rock is where the obsidian come from. It is where they are born from. So one of the largest heart rocks in Barsave is currently under siege.
Yes, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Started up a Heart Rock Cafe.
Yeah. The land is recovered from the horror's onslaught, but with the Therons on its doorstep and much of its remote hinterlands still sparsely settled and largely unexplored, the thin network of larger city-states see itself challenged both by a force bent to dominate it and the remnants of the horrors and what these vile creatures left behind. Your own care is called Sinan. Wow. Someone... T-S-E-N-N-A-N, Sinan, or Tsinan, or I don't know how the fuck to pronounce it. Name for the town whose residents built and settled it. It's that one place. You know that one town where you guys live in? It's called one town.
Home.
Yeah. Home. Yeah. Name for the town whose residents built and settled it just recently opened with the locked doors when its locked doors were discovered. Just recently opened when its locked doors were discovered by a Thrallic expedition. Far to the north of Barsave, your care feels that the threat of the Theron forces of Triumph is far away. Triumph, the giant stone fortress dog. And rebuilding your community outside the care is the most pressing challenge at hand. Proximity of the Sithen Mountains, home once to another mighty dwarf kingdom struck early and completely destroyed by the horrors, has led many of your people to move to one of the larger cities. The neighboring Bloodwood, oh god, sends shivers down your spine at night. The Blood Elves dwelling there underwent a ritual that left thorns sprouting from their skin, causing them to live in constant self-inflicted agony to make themselves uninteresting to the horrors. They're the emo dwarves.
Emo community.
No, the emo elves.
That's awesome.
The elves among you say that this self-mutilation may be worse than anything the horrors could have done. Out here in the hinterlands, with most of your people still living in tents and makeshift wood shelters, there are no high walls or Thrallic soldiers to protect you, and horrors, undead, fierce beasts, and bandit tribes still roam the land. Fortunately, there are some among you who walk the Adept's way, just like you. You use magic to achieve what others learn only after years of training, and to perform feats that cannot ever be performed by someone relying on mundane means alone. You are only at the beginning of your way, but if you follow the paths of your discipline to great accomplishments, you may one day become legends. Oh my god.
Mine too.
Oh my, all your gods. Oh, all your gods. Jesus.
He was not a god.
Jesus balls, that's a lot of text.
Could you repeat that middle part?
Fuck you. Bend over and take this book sideways.
There was something in the beginning, like something about in the beginning. There were. Start over.
I missed the part with the begats. Where was the part with the begats?
I tuned you out when you said over 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know more, read the fucking thing. What's that?
Beeping.
Who's beeping?
Is that your car reader? Okay.
There is a surge protector over there. Plug it in. Okay. Event 1. Prologue. Yeah.
Because the epilogue would make a terrible event 1.
It would.
There's a little epilogue. And then we're going to start the story with the end of the adventure. And you all know that you all die, so the whole adventure is pretty much moot by this point. Oh, wait, no, that's a Call of Cthulhu game.
Yes.
We're not playing Call of Cthulhu. No. We're playing Earthdawn. Okay.
So if there's a prologue, does that mean we get a con log as well?
It's called an epilogue.
Pros and cons.
No con.
If we're playing Call of Cthulhu, I have a hell of a lot of hit points from Call of Cthulhu.
No shit. It's like, I've got 38 points before I die, and the monster hits you. How many hit points do you have? 38. You're dead.
Damn it.
Okay. At Adepts, your daily chore is different from everybody else's. Sitting on the green slopes of a hill overlooking the construction site of your town, home, where houses for the families are being built now that the town hall and other communal facilities are finished.
I thought you were done meeting.
No.
He has just begun.
That was the exposition.
The first one was the real one.
Yeah. Your duty is to watch out for trouble.
Next is the backstory.
Well, you haven't exactly learned any other trades such as woodworking or farming. Becoming an adept took all your energy and effort, not to speak of the years of training you spent before mastering even the faintest application of magic.
I thought we weren't going to speak of that.
We're not going to speak of that.
What?
You're confident in your abilities now, and even though a veteran guardsman or well-trained fighter could still beat you in a duel at this time, they could never hope to learn some of the abilities you have. Abilities that only those able to wield magic can learn. Who wrote this shit?
Ooh, monkeys with typewriters. I vote for monkeys with typewriters.
No.
No, we have all of them employed already. Yeah. They didn't write this. We would know.
Damn.
We would have to beat them for this shit.
One of them would write Hamlet and the rest would write Pearl scripts.
That makes utter sense. Beyond belief. From the construction site, you see Elder Fennin approaching, a human in his 60s. Fennin has been sitting on the Council of Elders for almost 10 years now and is in charge of managing raw materials. But he is really the practical type rather than a bureaucrat. So how many more stereotypes can we hit in one fucking paragraph?
I vote 4.
As he draws here...
I hear 5. I hear 6. 6.
Sold to 5.
Okay, we've hit 4 so far. As he draws near, you see his worn-out looking clothes and concerned-looking face. Friends, he says, we have a problem. 7! 7 in one paragraph! Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I think I just got onion on my nose.
Oh my god. Okay. Alright, here's where I get to ad-lib.
Woohoo!
We're doomed.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die.
As per the orders of the council, we recently assigned a group of workers to harvest lumber in the nearby woods, but none of the group has checked in recently.
They're too busy with their wood.
They were supposed to deliver lumber yesterday.
You know a man in their wood.
And, of course, now they're a day late.
And
I really need to send someone to look for them.
Well, they're all lumberjacks. I'm sure they're okay.
Are they wearing high heels?
They sleep all night and they work all day. I hear they cut down trees.
Suspenders and a bra? No.
Well.
Right. Well, we need to send someone to look for them, and unfortunately all of our resources are currently tied up in the rebuilding of the town, and the only people that we have that we can send...
Meaning people who don't know a useful trade?
We don't have a trade that we can put to use right now.
Except we knew how to farm.
No, you didn't know how to farm.
Oh.
You spend all your time becoming an adept. You're like, haha, I'm this cool, crazy adventure guy. And everyone's like, what? So while we're like farming and stuff, you're just going to be sitting around being lazy.
What about you? I spend all my time cooking. That's right.
Stop it! Turn off the beeps!
She can't.
Cease the beep.
Anyway.
Right.
I kill it, you cook it.
So, we, you know, the
object,
council
I kill
has...
them, you cook
C'est magnifique.
Right, yeah.
Zut alors, I have missed one. Zut alors, how is this?
How could I have missed such a sweet and succulent and crab?
If we go into the forest, we'll find beautiful things to cook, I think. Bring them back and we'll dine like kings.
Since you are the most well-suited for this job, how about that? With your skills, it has been tasked...
I do believe he says, yes. Since we are expendable, we can go.
Yes. I believe that is correct.
I've been tasked with the proposition of asking you for assistance.
He drew the short straw, in other words.
The six lumberjacks that are missing, there's Kintrum and his brother Mamtek and Gilem. They're all humans. And then, of course, Tartuk and his love interest Lintak. They're both orcs. And Graham Strongbrow is missing as well. Graham is one of your dwarven drinking buddies.
He owes me money. We will go, of course. He owes me money.
The lumber camp is supposed to be less than an hour's trek into the woods to the west. So it shouldn't take you long to get there. Unfortunately, as you can see, the sun has already reached its peak, its zenith, and it is noonday. I urge you to go as fast as you can because since we've just recently emerged, and we don't know the dangers of the night in the area.
Let's ride!
Foreshadowing.
I'll ride.
Dun, 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 dun! Very well, we will get provisions and go.
What say you?
What?
Hey, Nani Nani, and here we go.
Sure, it'll be lovely, awesome, great.
I already said yes, he owes me money.
Wait, I owe him money, should we go?
You owe him money and he owes me money, then that way you owe me money. We can just cut him out of the loop entirely.
Wait, how much do you owe him and how much does he owe you?
I think it means exactly what you think it means.
It does not mean what I think it means.
He didn't buy
well, either way, he was supposed to buy the next round anyway, so...
Oh, sorry. Well, we have to go get him then.
Are we getting paid for this?
It's our duty to the town.
Oh, duty.
Oh, yeah. Duty, yes, of course. No. I remember that. I read about it in storybooks.
Before you go, visit Ganneth the Herbalist. She'll have some items made up for you to take with you just in case.
Just in case.
Never travel without
her. High before we die. So
yeah.
Usually I say don't travel without spices, but I understand that. Spices, a little cloves, and ginger. Ginger's always good. You always add a little pinch
of
ginger.
Makes it all she has that lovely hair.
She does.
Just the ginger hair. Oh, sorry. We were talking. Yes.
Hurry.
Oh, right.
But they digress.
Which direction now?
Ganna is there.
Oh, right. What he said. Yes. Are you paying attention?
The camp is that way.
Okay.
Thank God you guys have a scout.
Yes. I'm glad we have... Oh, God, that's me.
the sudden seriousness of the situation hits her. Oh, God, that's me. Yeah. We are so screwed.
Well, I will need, of course, my portable kitchen. I need some pots, pans. Can we take a small wagon? No? All right.
Not on my horse.
You have a horse?
Yep. I'm not the wagon.
She's a cavalryman. She gets a mount.
Do you want me to cook your beautiful meals or not?
Do you want,
okay, trail rations or creme brulee?
I would think that a truly skilled chef...
You get
to
get creme brulee, don't you?
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
I would think
he'll pull the cart.
A skilled chef could make creme brulee out of trail rations. Are you averse to a challenge?
But I could make it out of trail rations if trail rations were the only thing available. And it's not the only thing available. I will not give you that swill and sully my good name and my good culinary art. Impossible. I can't work with these conditions. I just can't do it.
It's okay.
Does that mean you
we will accommodate?
Hi, herbalist. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name
for you,
15
friend.
Seconds
since I've
been
here. For me, you are too
I'll
good.
Forget it again.
She hands you a bag, which of course you go.
Bonk.
She goes,
pick up the bag, holding the bag.
Just please understand that we do not have a lot of supplies, and this is as much as we can spare at this point in time. Use these as sparingly as you can because
don't forget
we don't have any to replace it with.
Right.
Where are they?
Well, inside the bag are two booster potions. Someone should write this down, because this is important. Booster potions.
Ooh, fresh cilantro. We'll need that, too.
Cilantro. What does that look like again?
Actually, let me write it on the back
of the
something.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Because you know, Barrett will probably go through these knowing the way
this
goes.
Yes, you have.
Two booster potions.
Yeah, we see booster potions have a plus 8 to your recovery test.
Nothing would like fresh, freshly.
So when you recover, you add 8 to whatever you roll for hit points.
Ooh,
back.
Bay leaves, of course.
There's a healing potion.
Nothing like thyme on your hands.
Oh, you.
We don't want to do that. Thyme waits for no man.
Actually, it does. It just sits out there until you.
And that allows you to take a step eight test.
I believe that your pun was missed.
I do believe so, yes.
There should be more teeth in that sentence.
That reminds me, you need some rock salt.
And last but not least, there's 3 styles
Excellent.
Of closure.
Perfect.
Use recovery.
We won't even need a grinder.
Heal a wound. Wounds are serious, so hopefully you guys won't have to worry about that.
If I need you, just open up your hand. I'll just... It'll be fine.
Like this?
Yes.
So the salves of closure are in case we have like a really bad breakup or something?
If you have a wound. If you get a wound. Wounds, you take wounds, we take a certain amount of damage at one time. See,
I'll let you know.
That's what I said. What? I don't love you anymore, Nathan.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
That's good practice.
I'm trying to be a GM.
I don't need that either. Anymore.
Yeah, in a second.
She's busy. She's busy going, nom nom, onion, nom nom.
I love onions.
Right, we're going to take this moment then, now that we've gotten the salve of closure, which you said, I didn't hear what you said, honestly.
Is that in case we have a really bad breakup?
In the clap.
You broke my mind.
I'm good like that. That's what I'm here for.
I think blood's coming out of his nose.
No, it came out of my right eye.
That's why you love me.
Actually, it was my left eye, but I have dyslexia, so...
It doesn't matter.
That just means you... No.
Right, okay, let's go around the table. Name your character, give a small description, and what he does and what he is.
Well, I am the dwarf chef master, Alphonse. I also am okay with swords, you know. But mainly I am the world's greatest dwarven chef named Alphonse. That is my name.
Any sort of description for him?
Oh, he's about 4.5 feet tall. A little on the hefty side for a dwarf.
All that good home cooking.
Oh yeah. Black hair, black eyes. He's in his 30s. He's been training with the best that he can find for quite some time now. He's ready to go out and help and ready to cook the best meal anyone's ever had.
Right. So we move to the next, and we have
Erad, the Elvis Archer. He is about 6'4", blonde hair. Kind of pale skin, kind of a waifish person, weighing in about 145, and bright green, vibrant eyes.
And occasionally says, thank you very much. Uh-huh. You said Elvis, so...
Elvish.
Yeah. We knew what you meant, but we just had to make it...
Elvis. I want to play an Elvis Archer now.
That'd be awesome. He's like, ha!
I'm going to design
Get the guitar with the bowstring. So creative genius is well informed.
We should probably name ourselves. I'm Ethan. I'm the one who's playing Alphonse.
I'm Michael. other than that, really, he's always up looking for something entertaining to do because, well...
Shooting acorns off the tree because he's bored.
Pretty much. So
next,
he's so busy.
We have...
I am Andre, playing Lazarus in Obsidiman Nethermancer. Unfortunately, I speak very slowly. I have adopted a male gender identity. He's relatively tall and very thin for an obsidian. He is very excited.
So, off to Netherland?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Netherland is like, oh, you've been cut into 2 pieces. Let me put those back together.
I'm also the town physician, because when I fail, I win.
Next up we have...
I'm Brian. I'm playing Grawlk. I'm a troll warrior.
Whoa.
Brian?
No!
Brian!
You're Finty!
Fine, Finty.
No, Brian. Pinky. Bye.
Very well.
Start over.
Yes, start again.
Hi, I'm Fenty. I'm playing Grawlk, the generic troll warrior. He's sword-toting Ficky.
Fick is coming on this journey?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
We'll see.
Next up we have...
I'm Rebecca. I'm playing... I'm playing a human Calvary woman. I'm female.
I'm pretty sure cavalryman is supposed to be androgynous.
I've chosen the female gender.
Cavalry person.
Female
cavalry person. She's playing it from a feminist perspective. Gender. This is a post-feminist game.
Okay.
Therefore, it won't be funny.
I am 24 years old. So, you know.
She likes long walks on the beach.
Yes,
she's a Pisces.
I will describe my perfect Sunday, if you like.
Does have a cherry on top?
Well, sometimes. I have wavy brown hair, light skin, brown eyes, average height, average weight. And I'm relatively attractive. Inexplicably.
I'm not.
You're a troll, dude. You've got horns sticking out of places where horns shouldn't grow. Like out of your shoulders and stuff.
Oh, yes, I like to have him stand around. I can hang towels on those.
Yeah. If you can reach him, he's also like 8 foot tall.
But I'll have him sit down. No need for you to, you know, stand on your feet all the time.
Not to stand on ceremony.
No.
And last but not least,
I am Rowan, also known as Badger, and I am playing Heliotrope Ambigua III, Windling Scout Extraordinaire. I'm 14 3/4 inches tall. I have violet hair, indigo skin, and dark blue eyes, and I'm the best scout under 2 feet tall that you're going to find.
So does that mean others exist, we just can't find them?
Yes. I could, though, because I'm a very good scout.
Of course, running this ragtag group of misfits through this adventure, this poorly written adventure...
So far.
We love you.
So far. Is me, Nathan, and I should also mention that this is a... what we call a...
one-shot?
It's a one-shot that's specifically set up specifically for the purpose of gaming with Rowan, because she only comes to visit us once a year.
Hello!
Yes, last year we did Call of Cthulhu, which ended horribly for the players, just like Call of Cthulhu should.
Actually, it ended really badly for the National Guard.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
just
that.
Just ask Michael, yeah.
Yeah, waking up Dagon in the middle of Louisiana while the National Guard is en route to try to quell...
So what's the downside to this?
It was during the 60s, and
it's Louisiana.
One of the players called in and said that...
I got a busload of Negroes coming in, and I'm on to integrate this town come hell or high water.
So you can guess what happened.
So the National Guard came.
So this is our one-shot game. In honor of Rowan coming up to see us, and this year she wanted to play.
Kind of game, isn't it?
Huh?
Yes. One shot.
Ouch.
Yeah. Couple shots here and there. We don't worry though. We usually try to stay above the belt most of the time.
Usually we fail. But
yeah.
But we try. Just because we tried doesn't mean we succeed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We start off with high intentions.
Last year it was called Cthulhu. This year it's Earthdawn. Next year, who knows?
So. Oh, and to our regular listeners who hate our witty banter and hate when we go off topic.
Don't listen to this game.
Give up now.
Yeah. Stop this recording now.
Why are you regularly listening to us then, really? Anyway.
All right. We have herbs.
Yeah.
It was gum, I think.
Perhaps it was gum like 15 years ago.
I just got it for Christmas.
It was gum originally before they pulled it out of that Fallout shelter.
Yeah.
I did not expect something to come out of the mouth.
Straight through the west.
Oh, that tasted bad. If there's a taste for ass, that's probably it. Oh, okay. Well, you've been given the bag by Jenna.
Chicken.
What's that?
Nothing.
Damn, I'm going to need to listen to this recording to pick up the side conversations. Okay. You do have a little bit of time if you guys want to stop and see if there's any additional equipment you want to try to pick up before you leave.
You just told us to hurry.
Well, they did tell you to hurry, but...
It was like 20 minutes ago, but...
Yeah.
That was 3 days ago now.
Game time's on pause.
They've already had funerals for the woodcutters that are out there.
Anything you guys want to find within reason, I'm sure you can.
Thanks for heading out there quickly, guys.
This is actually what it says. I mean, this thing like outlines everything. This is obviously for the dumb GM. The characters have the opportunity to get additional gear or provisions from the town if they think this is necessary.
If they're not already broke.
They do not require them if they approach the adventure straight on, but the players do not know this. And I just told you.
okay, wait. I don't think we need provisions. I don't think we do.
I'm good. Well,
assume that they can find anything if within reason, and they do not have to pay for it, but nothing beyond typical adventuring.
We don't have to pay for it.
I'll take everything.
You guys leave town with like 7 horses, 4 carts, filled to the brim with just random shit you don't even need.
And a kitten. Can I have a kitten?
Guys, you're only...
Yes, we do.
Guys, the trip's only like an hour. Like, yeah, we know. We're taking a long way.
It's okay. The Phoenix route. Gosh.
All right.
It could come in handy someday.
Is there anything that you guys really do want to grab before you leave?
Unless they've got a tac nuke now.
This is not paranoia.
Oh,
damn. You don't have a nuke launcher.
Oh, no, I can make a skeleton.
Well, then that's useful.
That would be awesome.
I think we're okay on...
Sorry, we're fresh out of those. That isn't common adventure gear.
Yeah, I will, of course, examine them.
I think we're okay.
Alright.
Oh, sorry.
If you can make him walk back so we don't have to carry him.
I will attempt a miraculous medical procedure if needed.
If time permits.
Wow, I fell asleep there for a minute.
Huh? Who? Where are we?
We haven't left yet. It's okay.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Well, is there anything you guys wish to pick up for you? Okay.
No.
So you guys set off to the west or east?
Whichever direction they point in.
That way.
Yeah, that way.
Towards the woods.
We head to the woods.
And there you'll find the lumberjacks.
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm a lumberjack
and
all.
Okay. And they're okay.
Or they're really okay.
So why are the lumberjacks on the plains again?
I'm actually following her.
They weren't very good lumberjacks. Which is why they're dead. They couldn't find a tree and they starved to death because they couldn't figure out how to open their belt pouches to get a ration out.
How do I get the strings open?
Okay. I was expecting they just pulled a cannibal and musical and
then killed him. Thanks, I'm good.
Fudgepacker? No, no, thanks, I'm good.
Donner, party of 5. Donner,
party of 5. Oh, it's party of 4 now.
Donner, party of 3.
Alright. So you guys set off. The brief journey towards
that was it? Now we have more words?
Yes. Regrettably.
That was event 1.
Yeah, that
don't
was.
I feel thoroughly engaged.
That was event 1. I am not shitting you. Look, I'm event 2 invested. Now.
Event 2, this time it's personal.
The revenge.
No, event 3 is the revenge.
Right. So is event 4 the apology?
No, the event 4 back. Is the returner.
Yeah. Strikes back.
The strikes back.
Yeah.
And the third one is the return of the revenge.
Yeah.
The revenge of the return.
Okay.
Revenge of the return. Now, the brief journey towards the woods seems like an afternoon stroll, albeit one towards uncertainty. Yeah, I don't think a single one of you has shown any signs of uncertainty at all.
There's the woods.
There we go.
I'm not a scout, and I think that a tree. There's many of them, so I would call this...
A forest?
Woods.
Oh!
Well, you can't see the forest.
For the trees.
There are trees.
I will have to contemplate this after I dissect a tree.
So if a tree falls in the forest,
dissect
there's
that
not
one.
An obsidian around to hear it?
It falls much faster.
Does it make sense?
All right.
Now that you walk the narrow furrowed path used to drag lumber to home... I'm not going to fucking say that name anymore. It's impossible. The day grows ever closer to night. As it was just noon, like 5 minutes ago. What the hell?
It only takes an hour to walk there.
Yeah.
Everything moves faster.
Actually, they say it takes no more than an hour. It says a half an hour in the direction, so no more than an hour.
So the sun sets really...
So we start walking at noon. Boom! 6 hours later...
I thought you said you were the best scout.
So we're going to change the scout's name to Moses.
So we wander for 70 days and 70
nights. Yeah. This doesn't make any sense. The day grows ever closer to night as you venture into a thickening forest. What sunlight makes it past the thick vegetation above your heads, dances on the forest floor and the trunks of the trees, and you cannot shake the impression of seeing something. The light.
The light?
Yeah, from the treetops. It comes through the
yeah,
canopy.
But if the sun is lowering, how can it be coming down?
Get your science out!
This is a fantasy game!
This is Kansas! It's not allowed here! Get it out!
The apocalypse happened. It screwed up everything.
That's it. I'm going back to Texas where they allow science.
Yeah. Damn
you don't have to go back to Texas. Just go to Missouri real quick. Yeah. You'll be fine there.
All right.
They allow science there.
Okay. What sunlight makes it past the thick vegetation above your heads? Why don't they just call it the canopy?
Because
thick vegetation. Because
they're paid by the word.
Now. Apparently. Actually, I think they're paid by the letter.
Yeah, there is that.
Above your head dances on the forest's floors.
It's down.
Musical interlude brought to you by
intermission.
Brought to you by DriveThru RPG, where they were kind enough to give me this download for free.
I wonder why. Next time, ask them to pay
because
you for it.
They hate their hosting provider. They want to give you the largest adventure they can find.
No, actually, most of their stuff that they have on there is awesome. It's just this one was free, and I wasn't going to spend money to buy an adventure, especially if I haven't done the system before. So there was a reason why I got this one. I could have got the adventure that I had to pay for, which is probably written a hell of a lot better than this. Because I'm guessing what it is it's like they had someone, they go, you got 2 days to write up something for free. And he goes, shit. And begins to, you know, bash out like a monkey on the keyboard, whatever he can, which is why this thing is full of grammatical errors and everything else. And I suck at spelling and reading and stuff. And I'm still looking at it going, rephrase that, because it's not phrased right.
You know when to use then and then.
So, we're in the forest, right?
Yes.
Weather and weather.
Yeah.
The light is dancing its ass
yes.
off.
And you cannot shake the impression of seeing something moving from the corner of your eye.
And it's
that would
not
be
the light.
Light that's dancing.
Dancing, yeah. If something has harmed the lumberjacks, it might be waiting for you right behind those trees.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Scout, please lead us away from those
dancing
trees.
Lights. Why is the light flashing red? It's peeking! It's peeking! Nobody gets that.
No.
You don't? No. Techno? People, when they take drugs, they peek. I'm peeking!
But what does that have to do with red?
The lights? Techno music? Oh, come on.
Nathan?
Okay, dude, just give up. Give it up. Stop.
I was going to say, I've been to how many raves?
Yeah, there's not a lot of raves in Kansas. Raves are pretty thin in Kansas in general.
I never raved. I was too busy gaming.
That's true. Me too.
Yeah.
Are you rebel?
I am. I'm a dirty, dirty whore.
But you discard such thoughts as memories of tales and stories both old and new as the birds are singing joyfully all around you.
Okay, so the birds are singing?
But there's shadows out of the corner of your eyes. But the birds are singing.
Are they the birds?
Do they start attacking you guys? A nearby clearing is coming.
Dinner tonight, pheasant! Ah!
And already a clearing is coming up ahead, where the first trees cut this season made room for the workers' camp. A small field of tree stumps used as stools and tables for the workers' meals.
That's the problem. The trees are mad.
Indeed. Plates and bowls and cutlery are still laid out on several of them. But wait. Large portions of food are still left. And over there, a cup and flask are tipped over.
What's behind door number two?
Someone spilled coffee.
Call now. It's at the second shipment of lumberjacks. We're just $5.99.
Someone spilled coffee in a bag.
For just three easy payments of $49.95 plus one complicated payment of $21.17 in Italian lira.
So, you like give it to her, and there's just this pile of money moving slowly across the ground because the pile will be larger than she is.
What?
Lira. He was talking about lira. Lira is
dragging the lira.
Apparently. Wow, Becca.
Sorry. There's like eight covers.
Okay, so you come into the camp,
which is more people than we have at this table.
Yeah. Which is awesome because we have people carrying on three conversations at once in the same voice.
We're special
at
like
the
that.
Same time.
Multitasking at its best.
But no, as you guys see, you come into the clearing. The camp appears to be abandoned, but as you can see, there are plates and bowls and cutlery.
Cutlery.
Yeah. Why don't you just say utensils?
Because
the
they want the kleptos in the group to say, "Ooh, more knives."
Yeah.
Well, how much damage did these do?
Yeah, there's still some food. You know, there's still food left on a lot of the plates, and it looks like there's no one around as far as you can see from here.
But the birds didn't eat the food.
How long were they missing again?
A day.
They were missing a day.
They were supposed to come back yesterday.
Gone if they've been sitting here a day.
Wild animals. Or...
Therefore, they are stupid because they didn't come back when they said they were going to.
Yeah, so they must have reasonably
obviously
here.
Your food is
the
poisonous.
Food is poisonous. I recommend the dwarf test it. Don't worry, I'm a doctor.
Damn it, Jim! I'm a doctor.
Okay, the camp is located on the edge of a roughly oval-shaped clearing covered in tree stumps about 20 yards across by 20 by 40 yards wide.
Are you sure it's an oval and not an ellipse?
Might be an ellipse.
Can I get those measurements in cubits? It'd be a lot easier.
I want it measured in smoots.
What was the average length of a smoot?
5'6".
5'6"?
It's the height of George Smoot. Oh. It's the head of the International
Right, this is me being interested.
Insert sound of crickets now.
Right. Things appears that the workers left in a hurry, with food still on plates and beer in mugs, but some items are on the ground
beer.
Or toppled over.
Hey. Is the beer still
there? Was there some sort of struggle, or is this a doing of wild animals attracted by the food?
Beer's
if the
okay!
Animals attracted by the
beer
food, there would be no food
okay.
left. So,
why are you giving us clues? We're supposed to figure it out.
No, you guys have already stated that. Forest, wild animals, food, they've been gone for a day, there's food left on the plate. Yeah, no. We can't leave anything on a plate in our house for 5 minutes without our cat getting up there and trying to clean it.
It's a forest full of Boris's.
You're really screwed, Fox.
We are so fucked.
Quick, where are the kitty treats?
Where the hell is
suddenly
he?
Our dogs
I'm
going to
catch one of them and make it a mess.
Boris, yard.
If it's Boris sized, it'll be big enough.
No kidding.
Where the hell is he?
I ate him.
Check the bedroom.
Does anyone in that room have a large cat?
Evie's on the chair.
A large white cat?
A really large cat.
Like huge.
Like half ocelot large cat.
We've got Cassidy, which is my cat, which is morbidly obese.
He's not so little.
See, I have Mojo, and she's a half-sized cat.
When you walk
cat,
in the room, does he laugh at you like Jabba?
No, she does what Jabba does during the race.
There's putting more hair on your bed.
Yeah. Boris likes me.
Bah. Okay. I'm looking for the Chintamani stone. Just making sure he wasn't out in the garage in like the 11 degree weather in the garage.
Oh, that's what we had to drive?
No, you drove in like -5, which if I'd known you didn't have a heater, you wouldn't be here right now.
You'd have killed him?
No, I would have told him.
You would have driven Lawrence killed me just to make sure.
No, I would have told him to stay in Lawrence, but then we didn't have a heater in her car. I would have said, no, just stay there. It's not worth trying to drive up here in -15-degree weather.
Continue
the Mad Box text.
So anyway, Mad Box text.
The box is done.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So, the camp appears to be deserted.
Are there any footprints? Other than ours?
Maybe the scout should look.
Tracking?
Have tracking?
Scout is rolling tracking.
There do not appear to be any tracks.
I will check.
I rolled a 6 on tracking. I'm looking for people tracks, animal tracks, any sort of unusual wood sign.
I will check the food. There's some antwerp.
Ah, there is tons of food, actually. There's more than a good week's worth. It's stored in sealed containers hanging from a rope on the tree nearest to the camp.
So you won't need the pheasant.
What about the food?
Of course
we'll
need the pheasant. It's fresh.
Okay.
So wait, if there's a week's worth of food...
And they were supposed to be back yesterday.
What have they been eating all week?
Each other? What kind of food is it? I open the food up.
Standard trail ration stuff.
Oh, no wonder they're not eating! It's just trail rations! I can't
fuck. Can I tell how long the food on the plates has been there? Has it aged?
Yes.
Food. This is what you can tell from the food. The food was not touched by animals. There are no marks on it, and most of the plates sit orderly on the tree stumps. So
what
food
I do without
been
you?
Touched. There's no indication that anything has come near it.
No. Like if you leave cheese sitting out for about 5 hours, it gets weird and yellow. So how long has the food been sitting out?
Is it stale?
It does not say, but I'm going to guess from
depends on the
something else. At least a day old. At least.
Hey, cook.
Yes.
Can you tell me how old this food is?
Make a culinary cooking test or make a cooking skill.
too old to eat.
It's not fresh. You can't eat it.
He doesn't even need this.
Remember, your dice explode on the first roll if you roll the high sombrano.
Boom!
It'll be a sip.
Okay. The food is at least a day old.
At least one day. Wait.
Favorite dice.
26 hours.
Is it poison?
But less than a week?
Yes, less than a week.
How weird.
Needs more salt.
What are they eating? They have a week's worth of food.
Why is it still here?
Why is it still here and what are they eating?
Okay. Why don't you guys all make perception tests for me?
I have two.
And that's just our perception action die?
Yeah, where's my game chart?
Do we add anything to it? I got a four.
I got a two.
Woo!
I got a
four.
I got a one.
Where's my damn chart? Damn it.
I don't think I perceive very much.
I got a nine.
Yes, chart.
Yes, you got a chart. Thank you.
I got a nine.
On a, oh, you're not doing a D8 like I am.
No.
I got a 12. Okay. You got a nine?
I got a nine.
Okay.
I got a two.
You got a four? You got a two? Yeah, that's pathetic.
I got a one.
I am too busy trying to really find out the culinary evidence.
Trying four to. Result.
Yeah.
A four is a poor result?
Yeah. It was a perception... Rank a difficulty 8 test. It's like,
wow.
Okay.
At least one of us.
Yeah. You got. What'd you get?
9, 8.
Yeah. Okay. You guys both notice that there's a small amount of blood on one of the tree stumps on the outer edge of the camp.
It appears that the corpses were dragged.
Do you want to make another one of those tracking checks for me?
Sure.
Whatever they had, they put ketchup on it. Obviously.
I'm gonna check the the blood to see if it's animal, human.
Okay.
A blood animal or human. I've got hunting skills, so I don't know.
I just tracked the cinnamon.
It's obviously it's like obviously name giver blood.
Never.
Okay. And
is there a profuse amount, or is it just a little bit on the stump? Or
it says a small amount of blood on one of the tree stumps on the outer edge of the camp. The side of the blood is facing away from the camp, and only a small amount of blood on the top of the stump can be seen.
So it seems to trail off.
So we should go.
All right.
That
well,
way.
I may not be an expert tracker, but I know hunting, and this is a blood trail.
Wait, you're hunting?
I have
you,
hunting.
Do you have hunting?
Yeah.
Roll hunting for me.
I'm a piece of man. We want his man flesh.
16. Zero is a 10, right?
Yeah, it explodes. You roll it again.
So that'd be 16
plus 22.
22 on a 6? Yeah, that's extraordinary. Yeah. Somehow, you don't know how she missed it. You rolled a 1, unfortunately.
I rolled a 1. I missed everything.
You uncover, obviously covered, they've obviously been concealed or attempted to be concealed, footprints of at least a 10-strong group accompanied by a horse traveling straight west.
Holy crap.
They did a really good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Details to make and model,
horse. Yeah, you can,
then the
you
wagon
can tell how many
the
horse was carrying and everything else.
I'm guessing
what
shoes they were wearing.
This weight is brown.
From that high of a perception test, you also find that the fire has been out and the remains are cold and it's been out for at least a day. The tents have had their flaps closed and inside is nothing of note but bedrolls, some spare clothes, and a few personal items. All the tools are there except for the axes. All the axes are gone.
Oh, and I found this bag of coins in a tent, and it might be the one that for the man that owes you.
A stack of hay and a harness found next to another tree that must have been for the horse used to drag the lumber to home, but there's no trace of the horse either.
Yeah, because we just saw the horse go that way.
So there's a big, huge swath of tracks that you're carefully uncovering as you're in the camp heading west.
Well, I could be wrong, but I
think...
You
a +5 bonus now to make tracking checks.
I do believe that the... missing persons we're after could lie in that direction.
I think you're.
What makes you say that?
Well, the
this nuke is from a good year. This year.
The horse tracks, and it was approximately 10 people that went this direction. So either the group that we're looking for plus a few, or a large group that subdued and took the group that we're looking for.
Oh, well.
And the
that
horse
sounds promising.
They rode in on
it? Yeah.
Well, someone rode in on it.
Do the tracks go this way or that way? Or both ways?
They head that way.
So it could have just been
and the prints are very clearly made by name givers. Sentient races.
All right.
So we can rule out the wild animal philosophy.
Wild animals have discovered the wheel. Oh, we are so screwed.
Wild animals have discovered. You need to follow the tracks. You need to make. Someone needs to make another tracking.
Okay. Oh wait, I don't have tracking.
That's five.
I taunt the track.
There's 26.
I taunt the track.
29. I rolled 2 10.
Jesus Christ! No, it only scored once.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then just.
So you got
19.
Yeah. Well, no, you still get the other 10. It's just it only explodes once. So if you rolled a 10 and then a 10, that's still 20 plus whatever you rolled.
Then it's just 26.
Okay.
Oh, just like
that. Jesus Christ! Okay. All right, fucking hell! Yeah, you guys have no problems following the tracks, but
it's okay.
to make sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got it. You got actually with a 7, you got a good result, so you were fine.
I was fine. I don't need you, but it's okay if you help.
Yeah, you're footing from tree branch to tree branch. Look, there they are, and he's like. Eyes glowing and like highlighting the track with like you know like a UV
neon sign.
Yeah, he's got like fluorescent
the
ultraviolet spectrum lighting the path. He's like, look, this one took a piss here. It's like
we're
everything's going.
I am the CSI.
Yeah, he's the CSI eyes.
Oh, that's
bad. What are these people doing?
If that's what we're following,
I'm going.
Here's my character sheet. Someone else can play it.
I'm going back to the town that cannot be named.
Right. So, unfortunately, due to the fact that you guys have to continuously find the tracks, you have to slow down your pace of following. So it takes you a little while longer to follow them. It takes you, you're moving slower.
Wait, okay. Was that the end of event two?
That is the event of is the end of event two. Yeah.
So eventful.
Isn't it, though? Jeez.
I'm quivering with anticipation on what I don't get to do next.
No kidding.
Event 3, the event strikes back.
Right. When setting the stage.
Special. Oh, God.
Read and paraphrase the following to the players.
Paraphrase! Paraphrase for the love of God!
As you make your way through the forest, you guys have your eyes fixated on the tracks. And you actually don't really see the body until you almost trip over it.
Whoa!
It's the body of a human.
The dwarf.
You don't know who. It's lying face down, and the moss and last falls leaves, and it appears to be face down in a puddle of its own blood.
Could someone turn this over for me?
Oh, it's Galeen, one of the lumberjacks.
Not okay.
Yeah. I don't even need to read that he is very obviously dead. That is so stupid that they write that. No. It's like, obviously dead. No shit.
No, he's just resting.
His entire chest is torn open and with what must have been a saw.
He's pining for the fumes.
A saw.
Yep. Most of his rib cage is cracked open.
I thought their axes were taken, not the saws.
Yep. His rib cage is cracked open. It's
yes.
So it must be lumberjacks that kidnapped the lumberjacks.
Yeah.
Oh God, rival lumberjacks.
Turf wars.
Does anybody have search?
I do.
Okay, you need to make a search check for this. I don't know why. This is so stupid that they asked for a search check. I'm just going to read it anyways, but no matter how bad you did.
He's wearing the wrong color.
10.
Yeah. No. His chest is torn open and with what must have been a saw. And his rib cage is cracked open, actually rather cleanly. And
because
all of his organs are missing.
Daintily, if you will.
I think a chef did this.
I have an alibi, I swear!
He's missing all his organ meats.
All right, fine, I did it.
Unfortunately, Galeen's wife...
we had last night.
Unfortunately, Galeen's wife died last winter, and this leaves two young children, two daughters, orphaned.
Well, who was watching the children? How irresponsible.
The troll.
Where are the children?
They're in the better place.
Why won't someone think of the children?
He put butter on them. I put butter on them.
Yeah, and roasted them over an open flame.
So, let's see. The dwarf and the troll buttered up some children.
And ate them.
Alone in a room.
Can we say shades of Michael
Jackson?
Then
we went and found a priest. And
this is going to end with someone showing them on the doll where they touched them.
Yeah. No, they're already dead.
No, the children's still alive.
They ate them after they...
Oh.
We just buttered them up because we felt like it.
I haven't eaten any children this week.
It's only Sunday.
I love this. You might not want to encounter whatever did this, but you certainly want to see it pay for what it has done.
Oh, yes, yeah. I feel a burning desire for justice.
We dig a big pit and then bury it. We didn't encounter it. We just made sure it went away.
Yeah.
We cover it back up, put it back where we found it in case the thing comes back.
Okay, there are a few organs left in the body from your inspection. His stomach has been ripped open.
Ripped open or taken out?
Ripped open. Most of his internal organs are missing. His heart, his lungs, and his intestines are missing.
His stomach was at least usable, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
You can make a bag out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's interesting is his stomach has been ripped open, but his sternum has been cut through rather cleanly.
So was that done afterwards? Hey, person who has medical...
Yeah. I've been trying, but the GM's been ignoring me. Physician, I got a 10.
Yeah. It's very obvious...
Ignoring you, what?
It's very obvious that the actual tearing of the stomach was done with either claws or teeth, mm-hmm. and whereas the actual incision through the sternum was done with what appears to be either a saw of some sort or a very, very sharp blade. His heart and lungs are definitely missing. So are his intestines. There's a couple more organs which you can't seem to find, but there's a lot of viscera in here of probably shredded insides, so you're not certain what else might be missing. You obviously notice that he's got bruises all over his face and his forearms and his hands, as well as cuts and scratches. Defensive wounds. And his nose is obviously broken.
Oh, no, that's insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you also notice on the left side of his throat, it looks like someone attempted to slit his throat and failed.
So,
how do you fail to slit someone's throat? I don't know, but someone failed.
You roll a 1 on your attack check?
Yeah.
I want to know how they cut him open while he was alive, most likely because he was fighting, but they couldn't slit his throat while he was alive.
What it probably means fighting. Is that maybe a few of them turned against each other. Some of them beat each other and then used the horse to drag them off.
Yep. You do notice...
That is just an illogical assessment.
The pool of blood that you found here is the only blood. And considering how much blood is in the pool, there's very little blood compared to what is actually in the body. So...
Well, there's blood organs. Missing.
Yeah.
They took organs they may have taken.
Let
it's too little for someone
sketch.
His size.
Oh, good lord. Catch up with us later.
Okay.
I'd leave you my horse, but...
Someone has the wild animal skill, right?
Nope.
That would be the missing person.
I have animal handling and...
It's a knowledge skill. Knowledge wild animal.
Yes.
Oh. I got a 15 on researching the corpse.
15? Yeah. You start drawing the corpse?
He got a 5 on its wild animals.
Okay. 5? Okay.
I have no idea. What? They're all lost.
Where'd Michael go?
I don't know, but the girls are gone too.
Quan out.
Somebody changed into a chase scene there all of a sudden. We gotta wait for the Come on, we've all seen Kill Bill.
Yes.
No, what he'll say. Because unfortunately he's not here.
What Nathan will say in his best Michael imitation.
It looks like Galeem's abdomen could have been torn apart by an animal's claw, but there's no traces of an animal that could do this since you left the care. And nor have I heard of one. Animals do migrate, though.
So,
I give that a 3.
From the care, could it be horrors?
It could be horrors.
That just gives it a 1.
No.
Okay, Nethermancer, you have magical lore, right?
Zero.
I have horror lore.
Roll it.
Woo-hoo.
You have horror lore? Sweet!
Do you have Barsabian Legends?
What?
Do you have Barsabian Legends?
Hey, and...
No.
What knowledge skills do you have?
He is a huge hit with the ladies.
Well, they do like a slow hand.
Okay,
I got a 9 on horror lore as well.
Horror lore? Okay.
Horror lore.
Okay, legends tell of horrors mutilating name givers in front of others, causing fear that nourishes the horror. So if there is a horror involved, it might do something like this. Horrors also mutilate name givers. Horrors use bodies of animals and name givers to create monstrosities called horror constructs. While they require more than just internal organs, the body parts used do not need to come from one source alone.
Oh, it's like Splinter.
Yeah, this is also your stuff, too. Legos.
So it's sort of like an evil stir fry, I understand.
Yeah.
Most stir fry is evil.
There are no teeth marks on the corpse. Most wild animals do not act selectively when eating organs. Some animals have been changed or twisted by the scourge, though. Maybe this is a case here. They might have been twisted to eat only certain parts of a victim, but they are probably not able to open a rib cage in this manner. Other legends tell of blood rituals that are fatal to an unwilling participant, greatly enhancing the ritual's power by tapping the victim's life force. Once the characters have learned all they can or want to go to Event 4, Corpses.
What?
These events are like short. There's only like six of these, too.
Bastards. Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to ad-lib like a lot more after this so that you guys have some chance to do something.
Make up
this
some...
is like...
Would you quit touching yourself?
I was trying to...
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you quit touching yourself and let me do that?
Age of
code. Cleavage.
Age of boobs, yes.
Yeah. Breasts. It's tits, the role-playing game.
I'm going back to Texas now.
Crazy things have happened in Kansas. Crazy things.
Right. Okay, so I guess you guys have investigated the body as much as you want to.
Thoroughly.
Considering there's nothing else to read to you guys.
And I poke it with a stick.
Oh, just be sick and morbid.
It goes.
Are you going to take part of it with you?
No. Let's see. Casting is key. I got an 8 to make the bones dance.
Oh, God. Do the bones have to strip themselves of flesh
first? It's a spell. I have it.
He has bone dance. But the thing is bone dance actually works on people that are alive, remember?
You went away.
You missed it. You actually had a check that you could have made. We made it
Sorry.
For you. And you did fine.
Okay.
But it was not. It was no 35 like you've been rolling.
No kidding.
You went away with like 2/3 of the women in the room. Well, no.
I'm
two
a
fifths.
Lucky man.
2/5.
There's 5 women in the room. He left with 2.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there was a fifth one.
2/5. He left with, 2/5. 40%.
I saw my name. Are you
0.4. Now,
Yeah, 0.4. Right, so there's nothing else you guys can see here. You guys have thoroughly investigated the body. He's poked it with a stick and whacked off an arm because the arm went twitch.
Thank you for putting arm on the end of that. Damn it.
And he poked it with a stick and then whacked off.
Right.
An arm.
You're insulting an unarmed man.
At least it wasn't a penis.
Apparently.
Right.
It's all right, I disarmed him. Don't panic! Everything is okay.
Is that life?
Wait. There weren't sailors being tossed off, were there?
No. No Russian sailors being tossed off.
What about Roman sailors?
No Roman sailors.
No Roman sailors being tossed off. Okay.
Russian, Roman.
Finally.
They're getting somewhere.
Yeah. You guys can still follow the tracks. There's still tracks continuing forward.
Track.
Don't talk.
And you, as you move forward, read or paraphrase the following to the players.
I need more soda for this.
Yeah. What are you talking about? We need fucking alcohol for this. I don't drink, and I'm sitting here going, God, give me a bottle of Jack right now. And I'm reading this shit.
There was a reason this was a free adventure.
Yes, I'm sure. From what I read in the adventure, the actual for sale adventures at the store, because I went to Tabletop early last week, the written adventures that you pay for are written a hell of a lot better than this.
You went to that wretched hive of scum and villainy that we call Tabletop?
Yes.
I love it so.
Yes, I do too.
Anyway.
It's the best game store. If you ever have a chance to go to Tabletop Games, you'll never go anywhere else.
I haven't been to Tabletop in years.
Oh, it's awesome. It is the awesome.
It's still there.
Woohoo!
It's moved. It's moved. It's over off 103rd in Metcalf now.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's still... Phil still runs it. Still the same old nice guy.
Free advertisement. Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
When you're in Kansas City, and I'm sure you will eventually be in Kansas City, some of you, be sure to visit your local friendly gamer store, Tabletop Game and Hobby, the only game store in Kansas City. That may
be
an exaggeration.
Tabletop Game and Hobby at 6840 West 105th Street, Overland Park, Kansas 66212 at 913-962-4263.
Do they have a website?
They do have a website. www.tabletopgameandhobby.com.
Game and hobby.com.
Rowan, it's like your heart is speaking to me.
As you proceed,
I can almost see the messages.
I love these little hearts.
It says you are cool. K-E-W-L.
Oh my God, they're using leet speak on the fucking hearts now?
We're old men now.
Oh God.
Why does this heart say woot?
Why does it say fear me? I don't fear anybody who can't use proper grammatical English. Fuck off.
We're old men now. Tim Burton's Batman is over 20 years old.
Holy shit.
Oh my god, it is, isn't it?
I remember seeing that in the theater.
It's okay.
Yeah, I have the frickin' heart for that. It says, don't tell.
So now we got, like, pedophile hearts?
Whoa!
It's like, it's our little secret. What is it? We got a pedophile heart.
Whoa!
And it's ITSRLTLSCRT.
I just have one that says yes. Aww. Which doesn't really sound...
Those things are like earwig, wax, and chalk. There's nothing else to them.
All right, so back earwig to bad flavor text.
Yes.
But mine says you rock.
And then she eats it, because I clearly don't. She must eliminate the evidence which states otherwise.
Hey, you.
Yeah, that's a
great song position. By the Exes.
You are too hot.
Gotcha. No way!
Okay.
Right. So I'm gonna go to the closet and get my sword.
Zombies, right? No zombies.
As you spot movement in between the trees ahead, you slow down, try to avoid making noise, and carefully clank, clank, yeah, clank, clank. There's something up ahead.
Let me slow down.
No, God, no. Walk normal. Walk normal. The cinnamon turns into just a standstill rock. You guys are sitting there watching. It's like time lapse photography.
Every 6 hours, he goes 3 millimeters.
Yeah. You guys are like, oh,
we're more
God.
Amazed that the bandits have waited 6 hours for us to measure.
They're like, watch you guys going.
This is mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can't
so
really approach what you think is the kidnapper's camp.
We're looking out for Charlie's
indeed
up in the trees.
It is. Yes. Charlie's in the trees. I got your back, soldier.
Hey, man. Charlie don't surf.
Yeah.
My horse doesn't really know how to hide.
Yeah. You see the narrow entrance to a cave in the face of a rock formation that has overgrown during the past centuries. The trees next to the entrance...
To the trees!
Okay, let me read this to you exactly how it says it.
My horse doesn't really know how to climb.
To the trees next to the entrance, an orc, a dwarf, and two humans are bound.
Maybe it's through the
trees. No, to the trees, they are bound.
And they are guarded by a ragtag creatures that once may have been humans, but don't quite look alive anymore.
What do you do?
You retreat a bit and consider how to proceed.
In the can with the scalpel. Oh,
sorry. Wow, this is like the worst game of Clue ever.
Why are the axes gone?
Yeah. Why are all the axes gone?
See, where are all the axes gone? You just have to ask the question.
Where are the axes of yesteryear?
I just can't hack this game.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay. You guys immediately notice that the two people tied to the trees, the two humans, are Kentrum and his brother Mantek. You notice your bastard of a friend who owes you money, Graham.
No, it's paid.
Ching, ching, ching. Yeah. No, he still owes me money.
Yeah. He's tied to another one. Lintek and her fiancé, Tartuk.
Are doing the nasty? Yeah.
No, are nowhere to be seen.
Right now.
They are doing the nasty.
Whoa!
In the cave.
Don't work nasty.
Oh, that's major nasty.
Oh, that explains everything. This is all an orc mating ritual. Okay, we'll leave you alone, guys. We'll be back in, how long does it take? 7-8 days? Okay.
Yep. That's why I have a week's worth of food back at camp.
Also missing is the workers' draft force.
And that's why none of the animals would touch the food that was there.
Because they were watching and they went, no.
You know this Graham? Graham. Yeah, Graham. His, like, whole side of his face is completely bashed up and gory. And, you know, obviously he smashed his head into something.
He insulted his wife again.
Yeah. The bodies, the walking dead people thingies.
There are walking dead people?
Yeah. The,
are we not allowed to use
we
the
did
zombies?
Have zombies.
So there are zombies! Holy crap!
Ethan, you can tell the future.
That's right. That's how good I am.
The ragtag creatures that once may have been humans is what they call them. What they call them are called cadavermen. They're zombies.
So yes, zombies.
They seem lethargic. They move real slow, but they apparently are unhindered by all the gashes and cuts and bruises and stuff that are all over their dead bodies.
So zombies can't run?
They move so fast.
Yeah, you're like, they move so quickly.
Zombies aren't allowed to be
that fast. I call zombie bullshit.
I call Zack Snyder.
The bodies, the zombies, mm-hmm. their hands are bandaged with all sorts of rags.
Thus the term ragtag. Yeah.
These might have once been proper clothes, but you guys don't know. All right, Andre, guess what? Another rancher gets to make a lore check.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, does anybody have Barsavian legends?
Ooh, ooh, no.
Anybody have lore, legends and heroes?
Ooh, ooh, no.
I got five.
I have creature lore.
I have a sword.
You got creature lore?
I have engaging banter.
Does it you got a five?
Hey, cook him! Cook him!
Andre, you got a five, you said? Five? You got a five?
Got six on okay. Ethan.
Okay.
What do I do if I roll two sixes on a six-sided dice?
You roll both of them. They both explode. But just once.
Only explode once. So, 6, 19. 12. Yeah, what he said.
19.
It's a magic beard man says.
That's an extraordinary check. What'd you get?
Six.
There was another beat.
Four. Okay. Well, you don't really get anything because you're looking going.
So I'm Sylvester Stallone.
No, that would be. That would be Sylvester Stallone. But Andre, you get that's the wrong list. Cadaver men, they're deceased name givers, reanimated to undeath. They often retain sentience, but not their humanity. These particular examples were once humans. You, with your extraordinary role, you only get one thing because you only got a good score. He got freaking extraordinary. Yeah. Cadaver men are the most often created by horrors, but Nethermancers are of considerable power. Can also craft them, which you know as well. But you're like, after he says it, you're like, I knew that. Horrors enjoy crafting cadavermen because even though they are relatively weak constructs, they are in constant pain, both of the body and the mind, further nurturing the horrors. Their suffering often drives cadavermen mad, even if they retain their sentience.
Prostitutes are evil on this world.
Yeah, horrors. Horrors. You have to really push on that, don't you? Horrors. Cadavermen are normally slow, but if they are driven across a certain pain threshold, they fly into a berserker rage, attacking anything and anyone without prejudice.
What if they walk across it under their own power?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, they don't actually tell me, and since I don't know the system well enough... and since I don't know the system well enough, I can't really say.
I'm going to guess that since they haven't gone and attacked the people that they have tied up, they haven't hit that point yet.
They were waiting for named characters to show up, you know. PCs.
Oh, they went, PCs!
PCs!
Here.
Ah!
Well, better not disappoint.
Charge!
I don't have charge.
Their PC,
yes, I do! I can charge!
Their PC sense is tingling now.
With our battle cry.
They have stuff!
I don't know what your battle cry is. Mine's not in the face! Not in the face!
There are three of these things. These cadavermen. Near the camp. The lumberjacks.
There's only three of them?
And that's okay. Yeah.
But it's okay. They're okay.
All right. Well, I'll put a arrow in the bow and... Or the crossbow, I should say.
What's it say?
You mean a bolt?
Hello.
First, I was thinking I wanted to get a bow, but those were too expensive. So I set up a crossbow because I could afford it.
Or hello.
Then you'd think that the crossbow would be
more expensive. Okay, that looks like a K, not an A.
No kidding.
No, see that crank.
I think it's supposed to be hello.
But
it looks like a K.
More moving parts, easier to break, cheaper. Because you have to repair it more often.
It's Walmart.
I hate game mechanics.
Yeah, shit breaks in this game. It's like your you notice on the sheet it says reforged. That's because your swords can break. If you look in your weapons chart,
are the zombies running on Vista? Oh shit!
They're running on Windows 7, even worse.
Oh god,
because now they're fast, and they have all the visual.
Say if they were running on Windows, if they were running on Vista, we had hope.
Yeah, just hit him with that hammer.
Wait, we didn't buy a hammer.
Well, then you guys are screwed.
Yep, I'll go back and get one. You guys hold the floor here. I'll be back.
Right, so you're knocking a bolt.
Yeah, I'm loading a bolt.
So what's the initiative in this game?
Initiative?
Yeah.
It's your dexterity step modified by armor, and you roll your action dice for your dexterity.
I might keep an eye open if the cadaver men are here. The problem is there are either a bunch of horrors nearby, or there's many nasty nethermancers.
Should we call them something?
Horrors. I know, I kind of like running through the horrors.
We'll just call them nasty bits, no.
Nasty bits.
Nasties. They're nasty.
How
deliciously evil.
We could call them your mom.
Sorry, spreadsheet. I need a spreadsheet.
Oh.
It's Excel.
Yeah.
But it's called spreadsheet. It's Microsoft Works.
Work sucks!
It's always had that.
Yeah, I know, but it's the exact same thing as Excel.
Right, Works has always been...
a cut-down version of Office.
It does just enough to make you think you can use it.
Yeah, until you really try something and go, fuck!
And it goes, fuck you, asshole.
You have to go buy Microsoft Office for $300 and some odd. Nope. Fuck you!
I'm a student, I get it for $100.
It's six clippy after you.
That's okay, I'm just using Office 2010 release candidate. It works with Windows 7 really nice.
I just go get Office for,
school. Actually, if I'm still in school when Office 2010 comes out, I'll be forced to migrate to it because they're forcing us to migrate to Windows 7. Hmm. I'm like, okay.
So,
I guess.
So, what kind of migrant will you be?
I will be the angry jihad migrant.
That was the question mark.
Jihad.
So Durkistan now.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Andre.
Yeah, I noticed he's like
Michael,
there's a point Rowan, here, right?
Fanti,
and then there's Becca, and there's a point there. And
I think it says you are mine.
So I guess
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, excellent. So we're going to do initiative.
Possessive and controlling and blurry.
We have 7. No matter how I roll.
Okay.
We'll start with Andre. Andre, roll for initiative.
I got a 1!
He's suitably slow.
Right. Ethan?
9.
Michael?
11.
Jesus. Rowan?
Crikey!
There's your initiative.
Oh, there it is.
D12.
I don't have an action dice for mine.
What's your step?
Well, it was 7, but now it's a 6.
So that's a D10.
D10?
Yep.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Becca?
10.
I immediately perform a karma, which
is pencil. That's a thing, right? If I add my step, or do I just get what's on the roll?
You get just what's on the roll.
4.
Oh.
7.
I'm confused 7? By the whole step issue.
Yeah. It seems like this could be simplified a little bit more, but... Step 4, which is what? D6? All right, on 11, Michael, who knocked his crossbow bolt, actually gets to go first.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take aim at one of these...
zombies.
Cadaver thingies.
Zombies.
Exactly. And I'm going to let it fly.
Zombies. All right.
Is that where... How do I do combat?
Okay. You have ranged weapons or missile weapons,
missile
right?
Missile weapons, yes.
What's your step?
11.
Okay. What's the action dice for that?
D10
and D8.
Roll a D10 and D8, add them together. Remember, they explode once.
9.
You got a 9?
Well, that's an 8, so...
That is a max. 10.
10, okay. Now, I find their physical defense, which gives it the difficulty step, and then you got a 10, which is a good result, which means you successfully hit. They don't have any way to react, because they don't have any skills, because they suck.
This seems very overly complicated.
It is. Okay, so now you do damage. You find the damage step.
I didn't write the dice down for that.
It's the damage step.
It's a 4.
Step 4?
Yeah.
Add your strength step to it.
8.
Roll the
action. I'm sorry, strength is 5.
So
it's a D8.
So D8 plus D6 is what you roll, huh?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, why do you get strength on a crossbow?
Yeah. Good question. All the weapons are add your strength plus the...
What's the dice on the step 4?
On a what?
4. What's the dice on the
step
4?
No, you add strength, your strength plus the step 4. So your strength step plus the...
This is what you get.
So you have a strength step of 5, right?
Okay, you get.
Michael? Yes. Strength step of 5?
5, which is the D8.
Yep. No. Strength step of 5 plus the strength step of the weapon, which is 4, which gives you a 9.
9, okay.
Which gives you a D8 plus D6. Yeah. See, it's the same thing, but yeah.
How do you know what the strength step of the weapon is? I have a damage step.
That's a damage step.
11.
You got an 11? Okay. You did 11 points of damage?
Yep.
Oh, you caused a wound! You need to make another strength check for me.
4.
4? Okay.
Damage dice for me, right?
It's you have 3 plus your 4, so you have 7 as your total. Yeah,
gotcha.
Take that, zombie! Cadaver man!
He does not fall over, unfortunately.
Who can take the sun?
No, are the
zombies between us and the people tied up? Or?
They are now.
Excellent.
That was an 11. 9. Ethan, what's your dexterity step?
My dex step is a 6.
Rowan, what's your dexterity step?
7.
Okay, you go first.
How far am I from the people tied up?
Probably a good 15 feet.
All right, and my...
Those movements are in yards. So okay, 3 yards would be 9 feet, or you can move 8 yards.
8 is my flying rate,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, silent walk to fly silently.
Okay. Which is that halves your movement.
I can still get there in one move if I'm flying, though.
Yeah, 4 yards would be 12 feet.
Bless you.
10, silent walk.
That's good.
To fly over silently behind them, and I begin untying them quietly.
Okay. The cadaver don't even notice you. All right, Ethan, 9.
9? Well, she went after the dudes.
I'm going to engage. I'm a foot tall.
I step up and I'm going to try to stab the one that he shot with an arrow.
Okay. So you move up and engage. Yep. So you use your simple action to move.
Yep.
And then your standard action to fight.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a 10.
10? Defense is a 6. Physical defense is a 6. You got a 10. That's good. Okay.
So
roll damage, add your strength. Strength step to the weapon damage step.
So if a man is killed, reanimated.
11? 11 is a D10 and a D8.
Is it still good?
Dude, it's only a D8. Because it's no longer your species.
It is 9.
9 points of damage?
Because now it's a horror.
How would you season a cadaver man?
Kay. Oh, I tenderize it first. You know, you probably have to soak it. Brine is always good.
Would you let it hang for a couple of days, or do you think it needs to age?
Oh,
I think it's aged enough. You need to brine it. Brine will soak it in the meat and add some nice flavor. You know.
Fair enough.
And stop it from rotting.
Okay. That one you guys just hit goes into a rage.
What?
Yeah. It just it's like whack. It's like whack. Whack. And looks at you.
They're totally good.
Yeah, you're not going to like this. Okay, but it doesn't react yet. 7, Fenty.
I'm going to do the same thing that he did, only better.
You're going to like, ooh.
Now I say in the refrain.
12. Oh, no. Hold on. 14. It's my 2-hit roll.
14? Excellent. That's a good hit. That's a good hit.
A palpable hit.
Yeah. Not extraordinary, so it's not armor defeating, but it's, okay. It's a good hit. Okay, roll your... You take the what's it labeled
what's
as in the sheet?
Step 13.
Yeah, damage step plus your strength.
What's a step 13?
Holy shit. D12 plus D10.
Ouch.
As he goes, what's your character's name?
Grog.
Grog smash!
Pretty much.
Grog strongest one there is, pup. Gok, stars on there is.
Gok, stars on there is. I don't really want to use my Hulk strongest one there is.
there's a magazine called called Toy Fair, and they used to do these things called Twisted Mego Theater. Okay.
Oh dear.
Which was
14.
Hey Rowan.
It's dead. Which was a comic strip one. With
it's dead to begin with.
Which is a comic strip with action figures
like Twain right down the middle.
And they did one where it was the Marvel and DC were having a barbecue. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Fantastic decided that they should have the real Marvel versus DC stuff because whenever they do it in comics, it sucks. And so it's like, all right, first up, Superman versus Batman, or Superman versus the Hulk. And Superman goes, well, me being Superman and last son of Krypton, I get my powers from the Earth's yellow sun. And then the Hulk just interrupts with, Hulk strongest on there is punch. It says, winner Hulk. Whenever I think Hulk, it's like, Hulk strongest on there is punch.
All right. 4, Becca, it's your turn. What do you do?
Did the zombie go down?
Yes. Yeah, he cut it. Actually, he cut it right down the middle. Anyway. And, like, nasty, you know.
Well done.
I softened it up.
You clove it in twain.
Yeah, clove it in twain.
I mean, I hear it's tasty.
I want to charge.
Okay. Wait a minute.
It's a free action.
I know it's a free action, but you actually have to have distance to charge. And you guys are only...
Stop it.
You guys might not have distance because you're only about 9 feet away.
I can charge in 9 feet.
I don't know if you can, though, on the map.
Can I back up and then charge?
That's what I do with Warcraft.
The amount of depth increases the effectiveness of a successful charging attack using a charge step in place of a strength step for the damage test.
As long as they don't see me.
Okay, so you're going to use charge for your attack, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to do is, what you do is you're going to roll to attack. You're actually going to make a charge test first to make sure that you actually succeed at making the charge.
How do I do that?
Take the step of the charge.
Step 7, which is a d12.
Roll a d12.
Yeah. Roll a d12.
I got an 8.
Okay, that's good enough. Now you make an attack roll, which would be melee weapons.
Which I don't have written down.
Melee weapons.
It is a D. It is my strength.
Right. It's a skill.
Hun, it's a skill.
It's either a skill or a talent.
Yeah.
Oh, my melee
weapons. You have to actually hit.
D8 plus a D6.
Let's get that. That was like killing a set.
10.
Okay, that'll hit. Now what you do is you substitute your charge step, your charge skill step, for your strength step for the damage test.
Oh, it's not the same. Okay. So I just roll a D12 instead of a D10.
Well, no.
You rolled an 8.
Strength step is a D12 for your charge, right?
Yes.
Now add the strength step of the weapon you're using.
The damage step on that is a 5, which
so
makes it a D8.
So 5 plus 7 is
12.
Is a 12. So your actual damage is 2d10.
Oh, that's confusing. Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's not.
Don't be angry with me for not.
No. This is confusing as hell. I don't remember it being
combat.
I don't remember it being this hard.
It's like playing all over again.
I got a 43.
No, you got 7.
Don't do that to me.
I got a 43, so I ended up in a roll out of deep something.
It goes, and it attempts to attack you.
Well, then I want to avoid the blow.
It has to
I
roll
use
the
my
first.
Daily power on this thing.
Oh, there are no dailies. We're not playing 4th Ed.
Counter powers.
Sorry.
Yeah. How do you use daily power? I think it's a daily, but I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see. Its attack is a 7.
So do you keep your utility powers in your utility belt?
So I don't check to avoid blow until he actually attempts
to
hit.
Yeah, you have to wait until he attempts to hit, and if he successfully hits, then you make a avoid. Because what you have to beat with your avoid blow is what he rolls for his attack hit.
We can tie that in.
About that. Okay. Yeah, you get a pathetic because your difficulty or your armor, your physical defense is not a 2.
No.
Yeah, he got a pathetic. What's your physical defense?
A 9.
Yeah, he misses horribly. Yeah, absolutely pathetic. I rolled a 2.
He falls over and the horse steps on him
a couple times. Horse is like.
I do have mount attack, but I don't exactly know how that works.
Mounted combat?
No, mount attack, which means my mount can attack.
What kind of action is it?
Headbutt.
No, it would be trample.
It's a simple action.
It's a simple action, so you can do that instead of a move action next round. You've used your simple action to move to charge.
It says strain 1. Is the strain on me or
strain is on you.
Okay.
Because it takes some strain to actually.
Out for the horse to hit.
And
you have to actually get the horse to do it.
Stop fighting me, horse!
Strain just sounds strange.
Strain
just kind of sounds.
Strain gets marked under your damage.
Strain just sounds too much like you're trying to pinch a loaf in the middle.
You're trying to grab a steamer on someone?
So is this like, it's like Dragon Ball Z, the more constipated you get, the more powerful you get?
I've never been so constipated that I turned blonde.
Yeah.
And your hair stands up and you have an energy aura? I think your plumbing would thank you for that.
I would not want to take that one. Okay.
I just had a power level 200. Shit! The plumber's like, God damn it. Not again.
We're going to have to re-bend those pipes back into shape. Fuck.
Okay.
My toilet shattered.
Benty, you're the closest one for the other cadaverman to attack you.
So
attack you.
The bedroom!
I went to the bathroom and the moon exploded.
9? Oh. I think he hit.
You have a porcelain reinforced throne.
You have a concrete reinforced porcelain throne.
Mine's made of rebar. It's real cold.
I would like to avoid the blow.
Okay. So, yeah, you need to beat a 16.
Christ.
Yeah, I rolled a 12.
You're a big target.
The dice are open-ended for the bad guys as well.
Oh, man.
No, they're not. I saw that in the book.
Nope.
Give me a pen.
Okay.
Yeah, 5.
He manages to hit you.
Ow.
Bandaged claws, step 6.
So it's like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does 7 points of damage, which if you look at your actual, your armor, your physical armor,
it's like,
stop it.
That's what your physical armor is. It doesn't get through. It's like,
stop it. Well, my physical armor is a 5, so if it hit with a 7,
you would have taken 2 points of damage. You would have taken 2 points of damage.
The
way the physical armor works is whatever your physical armor value is subtracted from the damage total that you receive.
You see, then I'd have to put my
armor doesn't make you harder to hit in this game. It just makes it harder to damage you. Well, see the way they do it in D&D is that you're constantly fighting. You're fighting back and forth. What the thing is the armor doesn't technically make you harder to hit. It's what's happening is the blows are landing off your armor and bouncing off.
It's like not, damage reduction.
It's damage reduction instead of armor class.
Yeah. So that's how that works.
It works well enough.
And last but not least.
Okay, time to make your head explode. I'm trying to throw an astral sphere.
Okay. That's spell casting.
Yeah.
Did you have that loaded into a spell maker? Yes. Okay. What you use is first you use the you should have spell matrix listed there with a step.
Uh-huh.
Roll that first.
Okay. So.
Creepy out of body sexual perversion.
That low?
Spell matrix just lets spell me matrix? Load that number of spells into
it. Okay, well then make your spellcasting check.
Okay, he's attuned to the spell.
Yeah. So well, basically what it does is spell matrix does, it allows him to cast a spell without causing the horrors in the area to go, I smell meat.
They wouldn't, though.
Oh, someone took
he's still part meat.
Well,
I tore it in half. Like, well, I really have a whole half, so I should eat it.
Oh yeah,
he's got a creamy filling.
Okay, that's actually an excellent result. That's good.
The effect is will plus 6, so I'm guessing that's a step 13
on damage.
And that means what to me?
D12 plus D10.
I think they're laughing at us or with us.
Definitely at his head explode. Open ended.
17.
Which one? The one that got charged, or the one that was attacking him?
The one that got charged.
Okay.
Lord.
It goes into a rage and
I believe
you.
They're passing out now.
It goes into a rage and charges you. Just
attack of opportunity.
That's the end of that round.
Opportunity attack.
I got aggro! Dang! Dang! Taunt! Oh, I'm wishing!
You're made of rock!
I'm a clothy!
Suck it up, you big baby.
Right, we go back to the start and reroll initiatives now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, reroll initiative.
You rolled a 1 again, didn't you? Ethan got a 3.
I got a 3.
I got a 9 again.
No.
Stop. I got a 1.
I got an 11.
You got a... Jesus Christ.
Really not.
The troll goes, me act fast.
The troll suddenly is suddenly a dancing troll hidden dragon. He's like up in the trees.
Troll on wires.
Dancing troll hidden cadaver man.
He's doing wire foo.
Yeah. Well, this become a Shaw Brothers production. Oh. And then the troll speaks and he's badly dubbed.
Okay, will someone roll for Becca?
This become a fun game.
What's she roll?
Initiative step.
You should start. Oh, yeah.
D10.
Are you texting your fiance across the room?
She got a 1. She probably won't want me to roll for her again.
Her dice just hate everybody, including her, so. All right, well.
The grant problem.
Oh, God.
We have 3 people going on 1.
I go on 1 twice. Oh, wait.
You go on 1-1.
Becca, I rolled your initiative. You got a 1.
Fine, we'll
don't
let you
do it
your
as a trick.
No. I'll be nice.
Get an axe.
D10.
We're out of axes.
Oh, damn. They stole all the axes.
Bastards.
Okay. So, top goes to Fenty.
The zombie that's going to charge him, I clothesline it with my sword.
Oh, you're going to try to cut it? Okay. Just a melee weapon attack.
Thank you.
It smells better than the utterly smooth.
An 8? 8 is average. That will hit.
Good.
Strength, it's like step 13, isn't it?
What is that again?
D12 plus D10.
That's why I had these.
Jesus Christ. Troll goes, me smash good. Actually, you cut. Me smash good. Oh, you smash good.
Oh.
Well,
Whoa, that's damage.
Hi, I'm Crazy Eddie. I cut Cadaverman in half. Want him cut down lengthwise? I cut him down lengthwise. Horizontal? I cut him down horizontal. Which way do you want?
We got
Rats.
Grog. He slices, he dices, he even makes zombies in two different sizes.
Two different ways. Horizontal or vertical. Yeah, you cut him in half. It's like his lower legs keep going and then slowly fall over and his upper body's just like...
Order now and get this Swiffer Jet.
For free! Only $19.95 for shipping.
Except to clean up the mess.
Order now and get
OxyClean. Order now and get OxyClean.
Hi, I'm Billy Banks here! Oh, Billy Banks.
Whatever!
Old Tybo.
Yes.
You know what's really sad? Have you seen the new OxyClean commercials?
Yeah.
You watch them, you go, God, I miss Billy Mays.
Yeah, and they still use his footage when it's not anything that's not his face. It's like him wiping the towel.
Yeah, but it's not, it's like some woman, she's like, and you're like, I really miss Billy May. I really do.
Billy Mays is now a cadaver man, and Fenty just cut him in half.
He was trying to sell you OxyClean, you're like, no! Don't like OxyClean!
I like my bottom spotted.
Rowan, on 9, you managed to successfully untie one of the people. You can do another one. Start untying.
And by the way, I sneak up and whisper to the one I just untied, get into the trees.
He whispers, the sun is shining. He goes, but the ice
is slippery.
The sun is shining?
But the ice is slippery.
Love that movie. That movie's awesome. 8, Michael.
And Alec Baldwin's bitching about his movie career.
And that movie is 15 years old.
Alright.
And that movie's 15 years old.
I know, it's still awesome.
Load and fire.
Fire!
14.
Ethan, I don't hear you. Sorry, you talk about how old movies are. I just don't hear you.
14?
Okay.
That's an excellent hit. Good
that
job.
That happens with old age.
Oh, that's a lizard. Damn, Eddie's got some nice legs.
He's about to do the forest.
What's a step 12 for?
As a woman than he does as a guy. Yeah, he looks better dressed up in women's clothing than he does in... Yes, we know. Because he can run in heels and not fall over.
Well, with the,
what do you need?
The step level for 12.
Action. 12? 2d10.
Although, I gotta say, with all
he's an action transvestite.
I bet he looks fabulous in heels now.
I would sleep with him as a woman. I don't know about
that. That is 16
points. If he was wearing makeup, yeah. I wouldn't bother me.
16 damage.
16?
You want to join, or you would just...
No, I would watch.
Oh.
I have poison eyeliner. Can I just have the eyeliner?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Hey, 4, Becca.
I don't think they understand.
Yeah, he goes into a rage and starts to chase after you.
Okay.
Because you caused him 2
troll,
wounds in one shot.
Troll!
So I want my...
Actually, make another strength check.
Tank, Hunter Drew aggro! Stupid huntards! 13.
Yeah, you knock him over. And he proceeds to get back up, screaming.
I want my horse to step down.
I get knocked down.
Okay.
But
I get
up. So that's your simple action. You're gonna have the horse attack. Make a melee weapons attack.
We're never gonna keep him down.
Never gonna keep me down.
So action dice work as both attack and
damage. We're gonna eat your eyes.
With the
I parlay. Attack,
you actually use the mount step.
It doesn't. Well,
I arcane.
It should.
You're doomed.
You're doomed.
Thank you.
I have 1 rank in it.
That show was so not going
to blow you. Doesn't matter. Somebody had to air it.
Because I did not understand. When I looked at that, I didn't understand what I was putting where.
I'd heard that about you.
That's not what I was looking at.
I love you.
It's a simple action. Step yes. is the rank.
Okay. So what's a 1?
D4.
The mount adds this adept adds his mount attack to his mount's attack test. It is a horse, right? Which means it gets an attack test of what?
900.
11D.
Oh, 11D billion. That's not even a number.
Yeah. Horse gets an attack test of 8.
I know Kung Fu.
No, Mr. Reeves.
No, you don't.
You don't. 2D6,
then?
I know Kung Fu, and 7 of the words.
It is 2D6. Yeah, so you add 1 to that, so it becomes a 9, so you get a D10, or a D8 plus D6.
D8 plus D6?
Yeah, to make its attack.
Boom, chakalaka.
11.
That hits.
Now what?
Well, it just does a strength.
Where's this mule kick to zombie?
The strength of the horse or my strength?
The strength of the horse, which is a strength of 6. So
D10.
I'm stronger than the horse.
Yeah, same here.
I'm as strong as the horse.
Oh. Do I get the
Yeah, it explodes.
And so does the zombie.
Yeah, well, at this point, possibly.
13.
And it's not dead! Well, no, you do. The horse does drop kick the fucking thing into the ground.
Wait, the horse drop kicks the zombie?
Yeah. It comes up and goes like this and goes, boom! The zombie goes.
So if that was a simple action, do I get
a Yeah, you get an attack now. The but the thing is the zombie's on the ground and you're on the horse.
Damn it.
So you're like, eh!
This monkey is probably not.
Then I will battle bellow at it.
What does the battle bellow do?
Flirt with it! Flirt with it!
I don't think that's gonna do anything.
Seduce it! Quickly!
Hey there.
There's 4 steps to it, damn it!
I hear things get hard after you die.
How hard?
So where are you at in the rigor mortis?
Battle shout, page 62. Right here, Robin. Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Battle bellow.
I love looking into your eye sockets.
So,
it's like I can see right into your soul.
I can only make the suggestion.
Okay, make a check.
What kind of a check?
Flirting. Make your battle bellow check.
Oh, sorry.
I like the flirting better.
Well, for some people, the battle bellow is the flirting.
Yes. Suddenly she shouts out a mating call in trolls.
Just like I did before, do I add my step for my dex to my rank?
And you're like, what?
Yes.
Here now? All right.
So it's a 8.
Troll drops out in the middle of combat.
Which is a D12. Nobody will split you in half.
Everyone runs away.
Yeah. Like, okay, now, whoa! That's not right. Oh.
Better than casting a fear spell.
3? Yeah, it's a pathetic result.
Not even for the horse.
Doesn't affect it. Alright, that was on 4.
I'm repulsed.
3, Ethan!
Can't look away!
Getting back up to go after Michael.
Try to stab it.
Stabby, stabby!
Stab-tabulate with a mighty 10.
That'll hit.
That's so weird to think of a swishy poke as a dwarf.
He's like, ha-ha!
What was the step 11 again?
Step 11? D10
plus
D8.
D8. I was praying it was a cat.
I stab tabulate it with a...
leg.
And these will... That explodes.
We forgot to warn you
17.
Wrong, yeah, so does the zombie.
Yes, 17.
The zombie explodes.
It's okay.
He stabs it, like, right to the face. It's like, aha!
Squishy, squishy.
It's like mummification without the wrapping.
I shit it.
There's a hole, carves his initial into it. does it in cursive.
Shale phone.
Oh.
Yep,
it's
dead. Menu into it.
It's like, today is special. It's like, potato soup.
No, keep holding it up.
We're having bouillabaisse and ratatouille. I need a lot of space.
And a lot of consonants.
All right, now for the dessert.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
All of them. Every
Hold on, I need to put on. I need to put on the vegetarian dish.
Right,
gazpacho.
Gazpacho soup. Gazpacho soup.
How is it to know
gazpacho soup?
Gazpacho soup. How is it to know gazpacho soup is served cold?
She got it.
Of course, I got it.
Considering you were the one that introduced me to that show.
Everyone should be introduced to that show.
Red Dwarf.
For the benefit of those listening at home.
Yes.
That show is Red Dwarf.
And for all of our true viewers,
not to be confused with Brown Dwarf or White Dwarf.
Or Blue Dwarf.
Or White Russian.
Oh, White Russian.
Or slightly off White Dwarf or Chartreuse Dwarf.
Why are you going to make this about color?
I always have to do that. I live in Kansas.
You played the race card.
I did totally.
Because
we're not going to watch Black Dwarf. I mean, that's just wrong, man. White Dwarf all the way.
Oh, so
I just get this dwarf power. Have Richard Roundtree in it.
So, if a dwarf is a racist, does that make him a supremacist instead of supremacist?
I don't know.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just not talking to you.
You finish cutting off the rope for the last Duash dwarf. I still don't know where the orcs are, but they all run for the tree line.
What orcs?
Head to
The fiance.
The two orcs, Lintak and
Wait, wait. Wait, wait. I sense event five coming on.
Oh. As a matter of fact,
that's
yes.
why he made the joke about an orc mating ritual. Man, I am way behind.
Head to whatever the fuck it is called. Home. Go home.
Go that way.
Go to
that
your
way.
Run fast. Run down your way.
Exactly.
Turn.
They were never seen again. All right.
One of them wanted $2.
All right. So, in front of you is the dark, foreboding cave.
Scout.
It looks like an orc.
You've been looking at too much HP HR Geiger artwork, haven't you? Oh, that looks wrong on so many levels.
Okay. We do a tracking roll to see.
Footsteps go in his cave.
What kind of footsteps and how many?
About a half a dozen.
Can I tell what sort of beings
made them? Sets of footsteps? Or
some of them look obviously like the people you just cut free.
Pretty much.
Three of them look like the things you just cut down.
Okay.
So there's six, and there's probably another three or four that went into the cave. One looks obviously human.
Okay.
And then two look probably orc.
Okay.
And then there's one which you don't recognize. The horse vanished somewhere along the way.
The horse.
Apparently someone ate it or something.
Maybe the horse is the horror, I'm telling you.
The horse is a horse, of course.
And no one
can horror a horse.
Of course.
Unless the horse, of course. Of course.
Is the famous horror Ed.
Ed. Yes.
So right to the source.
Wow. That was frightening.
That was awesome.
It's a very musical game tonight.
Well, do we go in the cave? I think we should go in the cave.
I still have a strain question.
Yeah. You took two strains.
I don't know. No, I only took one.
No, you did. You did battle bellow. It failed.
That does not have
yes,
a
it does. Battle bellow does have a strain.
Sorry, I was looking up here. So where do I write that?
See under where it says death rating? You have a box that says current. Mm-hmm.
See current where it value. Says death rating?
Yeah. Yeah. Current value?
Death rating?
You've taken 2 points. So.
What the fuck am I using this goddamn sword for?
Minus two.
Because it wouldn't work on the zombies.
And those points fall off after
you can't really death rate the...
5 minutes of points.
Okay, so the strain I've taken for the two tracking rolls is gone by now, right?
Yeah.
I...
It's taking you guys several hours to get here. It's actually starting to get dark now.
It's starting to get dark. Let's go into the cave where it's safe.
Hey, you guys have flint and tinder.
We do.
I have heat sight, so I really don't care.
Yeah.
You have an adventure.
Well, what if you run into an undead body down here? It's not hot.
Well, then we're going to die. It's very simple.
Huh?
I have the light vision.
You still need light for your work.
Small torch.
What does my body painting do? Does it give me more courage, or does it make my horse more free?
No. The body paint is an artisan skill that shows that you are not consumed by a horror.
So it's artistic?
It's artistic.
It's an artisan skill.
Now, the question is that painting of the body or painting with the body?
Painting on the body.
No, I think it should be painting with the entire body. Cover yourself in paint and go.
It's very Jackson Pollock.
I'm not saying that I don't do that, but I prefer to paint on body.
No.
You can combine the two. Always! Not the artistic interlude.
we'll perform.
Fuck off! He seemed to say.
You cook and I'll paint your back.
You have to shave it first.
Doesn't she need to be alone?
He is a dwarf.
Well, she does have seduction.
No, I do not.
She has flirting.
So, okay, flirting with the master chef.
It's okay. I'm going to go.
Oregano.
It's okay, I have engaging banter.
Cilantro.
I got a 4.
I don't think you beat her social defense. Right, so, you guys are standing outside the foreboding cave.
Sally Fah!
I believe we should enter.
We're all to the back of the cave.
We're coming out of the cave. We're coming out of the cave after having vanquished the guys. So.
So you guys enter the cave.
Yes, and the cave don't like it one bit.
And probably my horse stays outside.
It doesn't fit.
Well, his dresser's all covered in ivy. I mean, come on. And what was it doing in this neighborhood anyway?
Yeah, I know.
It was just asking for trouble.
Exactly.
So, you guys, it's dark in the cave.
We should light something.
Someone gonna light a torch? You guys gonna fumble around in the dark and fall down a pit and die, like in, or get eaten by a grue?
I turn left.
Right into a wall.
No, left, not right at all.
I light a torch, a big one. Compared to her
torches.
Oh, sorry. She's like, oh, I burnt my finger. Yeah.
Fourth degree, we're like radiation burns, or the marrow, sear off.
The fourth degree is the one that goes through time.
Her hand is burnt, and then it heals, and then 6 months later, it burns again.
It's like balefire from the Wheel of Time. It unmakes you for the last 10 minutes.
And why has no one ever used that on the Wheel of Time?
Don't know. At least at least books like 6 to 10.
Right. Okay, for a couple minutes you follow the dark, slightly downward sloping tunnel that lies beyond the entrance to the cave. I think I figured out how to describe this. It's dry. The way it's written, it's dry.
The way you're reading it.
You were saying it's damp. Like,
no, the writing style is dry.
Try it with more emotion.
Like, sherry?
No, sherry is... There's nothing as dry as sherry. It's funny that a liquid like sherry could be as dry as it is. You're like...
Oh, dude, sherry's not supposed to be drunk. It's supposed to be cooked. Right.
But, you know, what's her name? She drank it while she cooked. What's her name? You just watched the show with her in it.
Julia Childs.
Yeah, Julia Childs.
I remember,
cooking sherry is not just for cooking with. I'm serious.
Except that it is, because cooking sherry is loaded with salt.
I know.
Ew.
You proceed quickly, knowing all too well that Tartuk still needs rescuing.
Except for him. He can't proceed.
Finally, you come upon a dim light at the end of the tunnel, which widens into a cave.
Is it a train?
Wait, we're already in the cave.
You're all run over and done.
I knew it.
Train to the
end. Event 6.
Hold on.
Yes,
event 6.
I got a 3 on the boy train.
You failed.
Is event 6 the afterbirth?
Suddenly we're on a train. The conductor comes down and asks us for
afterbirth?
No, I said the afterlife.
Suddenly we're on a train. The conductor comes down and asks us for our tickets to Abaddon. God
damn it. Anybody here wanted by the people in Abaddon? No, they're thankfully still up top.
Yay.
And the light of the torches... It's just the way you read this.
Dot, dot, dot. And
no, just the way you read this. Just when you look at this, as you scan it, as you're trying to read it, you're like, this
and the torches, dramatic pause.
And the light of the torches on stands and stuck into crevices in the walls, comma. You see a tall figure of a troll, clad in piecemeal armor, comma. His already impressive frame is brought to 9 feet tall by horns protruding from his head, comma. And he whispers in tongue unknown to you as his long arms weave complex patterns on the cave floor, comma. No, comma. Not the cavern floor.
I don't think you're supposed to read the punctuation.
No, I was reading the punctuation to show you how many commas were in one sentence. I am guilty. I will admit, I am guilty horribly of run-on sentences, but damn.
Were there quotations in that sentence?
No. No, not the cavern floor. It seems an indentation is filled with blood.
Okay, who saw that coming?
And the carcass of a horse is lying next to it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, guys, we found the horse.
Okay, well, we're done here.
You notice the bullets...
that's the seventh one. Okay, see ya. That's all we needed. Don't mind us.
You notice the bullet's coppery smell on the surface of the pool of blood glistens red. It almost appears as if something is moving there, causing ripples.
It's not the horse mating ritual.
You hear a gasp. Someone gasped. Someone in the group gasped. Yeah, right. From these people? No. You guys are all probably like...
Ew.
Yeah. Look around for whoever gasped.
Actually, I think the best way to put it is... The troll notices something and looks up towards you, not interrupting his recitation or the weaving of patterns with his hands. You see both surprise and anger in his eyes.
Shoot his hand.
As you ready your weapons, he gestures and speech... His gestures and speech hasten. And then the troll calls out a final phrase, his voice booming eerily through the cavern in a tone.
And then our archer shoots him in the head with an arrow.
Yeah. And a tone that goes beyond the natural. A figure erupts from the pool of blood. It is Tartuk. Or rather, what once was.
I clearly remember him shooting him before the figure erupts now.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to stop him. It's plot. You know, it's a case of plots.
He's got script protection.
Oh, man, it's a cutscene.
No,
I know.
Actually, it's unskippable, too. You can't. The pause button happens like an all computer game. Because you're like, alright, time to shoot the...
Damn it.
He's monologuing. I can't like, move.
I just stabbed him.
Ah! Why are you sitting here talking for 2 more minutes?
His face is no more than a twisted facade now, and from his elbows, axes protrude instead of forearms. There's where the axes went.
Oh my god, he's Bruce Campbell.
As he walks out of the pool, you realize his legs have been replaced with those of a horse, and hooves clack on the cavern floor.
Wait, was the horse missing legs?
It didn't say, but apparently so. Apparently someone shivers in terror and disgust, but Tartuk is lost. You cannot allow yourself to feel pity or show mercy. You close in, intent to end the grotesque mockery of an innocent man's life.
No, you don't.
You're like, I want to check this body out.
It's like, we want to have him carry our stuff.
I don't get that. Why was...
It's like, I want to use it as a hat rack.
For the most part... Yeah, for the most part, it's the punctuation stuff was fine, but that one was like...
pretty useful. He could chop down a tree by himself.
Come on. Yeah, hell yeah! Send him back into the forest!
I leave Tartuk out with sugar cubes.
No, it's the bottom half that's a horse.
Yeah, okay, we need a new initiatives for everybody.
I get a one.
I tripled my score!
Well, you got a three?
A three!
I got a 2. I go after the obsidian.
Ethan goes on a 1. Andre goes on a 3.
If you never say obsidian, I keep expecting Cyberman.
Michael?
10.
I go after the Cyberman.
Do you have to start with a lilting voice?
You will be deleted.
20?
I am sure.
Becca?
8.
I don't even know what this means. Why does my heart say I am sure?
Sure of what?
Because it used sure.
Right, so, yeah.
Tartuk goes on a 3.
This one says, so fine.
Ladras goes on a
3. So fine.
So fine.
Is there a comma on it?
No,
it's like, why do these next 3 parts say eats, shoots, and leaves?
8. 12.
I got 2 so fines, an XOXO, and I am sure.
I think there is supposed to be a Mickey heart in there somewhere.
What's the player's book?
Here it is.
I just want to check what one skill does.
Yep. Tartuk.
I have the skill of putting sharp things through soft things to screaming glue. I would like to use that now.
You have that skill too?
Wow.
You guys, you're specialized. Okay.
Cool.
On 12.
You really did escape from the circus.
On 12, Ladris goes first.
Oh, you brought the circus with you.
However,
Ladris looks at the Nethermancer and casts Spirit Dart.
Who's Ladris?
Ladris is the troll, the giant mage guy.
I got a 3.
You got a 12. No, Tartuk is the
hideous thing that came out of the blood.
Yeah, he got a 3. No, Ladris got a 12.
He's like, what do I do with these?
My nose itches.
Oh god, my balls itch.
I can't reach. 8.
Oh god, they're horse balls.
Giant horse balls.
So, when they said...
Andre, what's your spell
like
defense?
Horse, they really meant it.
Okay, he will actually manage to hit you a spell with a spirit dart. Cast a step 9 damage.
It's like half the piercings and the big gauge ears and everything.
What's your spell defense?
Just the axes are new.
Or your spell armor. Yeah, your mystic armor.
Okay. Oh my god, my spine is totally
You take 3 points of damage.
Wow, I got a boo-boo.
You're the physician. Heal myself.
Oh. It might take him a while.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ow.
Oh. Put some quick line in it.
Right.
Hey.
So that was 12. On 10. Michael.
I'm on a... you again before you react.
Well...
I'm going to turn and shoot at the horror that
Tartuk?
Came. Yeah, Tartuk, whatever he is.
Tartuk.
Can I use him as a mount and get my mount?
The guy with the blades all over him?
He's only got blades on his elbows.
No.
Not his back.
From his elbow down are axes.
Well, okay, he still probably can't reach me.
Not without smacking himself in the face.
Eight to hit?
Blow his chest out through his back.
Physical defense is 8. 8 is average, that will hit.
Now, I do this again just to remind me. It's my damage is strength plus damage step, right?
Yeah. So you should take your strength step plus your damage step.
So a 9 is d86.
So the difficulty is the class of the individual.
7.
Because it's a crossbow.
The difficulty number is what their defense is. Like, see, his physical defense is an 8. So you look here, and based on what you roll, you need an average or higher to hit.
So they need...
Like, for you, they need an 11 or higher to hit you. Well, you're a quick little, you know.
I'm a quick little fucker.
Yeah.
7.
7 yep. points of damage? Okay, so he takes 7. So.
And then I'm going to see if I can't wiggle my way over behind the giant.
Okay, Fenty, what's your dex step?
7.
What's your dex step, Becca?
7.
Okay, you guys need to roll off because you both got the same.
Roll what?
A dice.
Actually, you roll the same, your initiative die. And whoever has the higher roll actually attacks first, reacts first.
I got a 3.
Oh, crap.
Try again.
6.
You go first.
Okay. Becca?
Gosh, so many of my talents and skills are based on riding my...
You still have melee attack. You can still attack.
I know, but it's boring.
It works for me.
Boring works for me when there's a double axe handed monster who gets 2 attacks, and a person over here casting spells that do nasty wiggity shit.
He's the one I want
boring
to
works.
Attack.
The wizard?
Yes.
The mage.
Kill the mage. Kill the mage. Kill the mage.
Anybody down there want a donut?
I get a D8 and a D6.
Donut.
Frosted donut.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Do you want powdered or chocolate frosted?
Frosted. I always get powdered donuts all over myself, and then I look like a cocaine addict.
You gotta do the whole...
Look like.
I rolled a 10.
Expert to create like a cocaine addict.
Or for your hit.
It's true.
I think
that's the secret to your weight loss.
So, was that your attack roll?
Mine's methamphetamine.
Yes.
And you were attacking the troll?
Yes.
And that's why his apartment is spotless.
Actually, I'm an opium addict.
That's good enough to hit.
Because I'm old school.
And then I roll that again for damage.
No.
Opium's nice, you said. We're just closer to independence.
I thought you said you only knew 7 Chinese words.
So these numbers are just for attack.
That's one of them.
Yes. Take your strength step.
Okay.
Now look down there. Under your weapon, you'll see a damage step.
Yeah.
Add that damage step to your strength step.
Okay, I have to write this down somewhere. I'm going to constantly forget it like I have been. So.
It's a beautiful day.
What's your step? Total.
Beautiful day.
What's your strength?
Day for horror.
D10 plus D8.
11.
Step is an 11? Okay.
That's a D10 plus D8. That's right. Yeah.
Donut!
Oh, donut you.
That sucked. I want a reroll. Like a 4.
Burn your karma. Burn
can
your karma
really?
Point. Yeah.
Awesome. Where do I mark that? Just here
under
where
your
the
karma.
7
yeah,
is?
Yeah, current karma. You burn 1, you get to reroll a die.
Yeah, I don't have any
so
karma.
Pick 1. Yeah, you do. You have 6.
I'm rerolling the 1.
Okay.
I had that with my fiber optic.
I got a 2 that time. 5.
What does damage to him? He screams at that.
I am sick furious.
Benji.
Hi.
Your turn.
Okay. Do I even care about relative positioning or anything like that?
Well, you can move. Everything's in such tight quarters here.
You
can move
this?
Up to attack whatever you want.
Does he care about a fellow troll?
There is honor among trolls, but he is obviously an evil, nasty blood weaver.
That's why you can use my D&D game. They
so you might want to kill him first because he's like he's breaking your honor rules of your tribes.
All right, I'll do that. I can't help anyone. I can't even help myself.
Go over.
Give me one of those.
Beat him about the face and head.
Do you have like a from an NPC's standing retrieval? You walk in the room and he glares at you.
Yeah.
That would be handy.
Pick one up. He did better than me.
let's see here. Yeah.
What'd you get?
20.
20?
Whack.
That's extraordinary. That means since he has no armor, you get to double your damage.
Woo! Okay, so do I actually roll the damage twice, or do I roll the damage
once? You roll the damage once and double it.
Okay.
Roll good. Okay,
I got a 2!
No! If you roll damage like mine...
It's an automatic wound anyway, since it's a critical.
Can you spend karma on that?
You can spend one karma point to re-roll one die.
I'm gonna do that. I'm not gonna double a 4.
If you roll a 1, I'm laughing.
You have to keep whatever you roll.
So, slightly 12 better. Damage.
And that's enough to cause a wound.
Who is it you just stabbed? The troll or
the troll?
The big guy.
Okay, I need you to make another strength check for me.
Okay.
This is defense. If it's successful, you knock him down.
8. Can I knock him into the pool of blood?
Well, that's considering that's what he's standing next to. That's more than likely what's going to happen. So 8. Physical defense is a 7. An 8 will actually do well enough to hit him. So as you hit him with your weapon, you smite him mightily, but what happens is you slip on the blood, so you don't get as good of a hit as you want to, but you knock him clean back into the blood, and he disappears into the pool of blood.
So if there's a pool of blood, does this make it bloody hell?
Yeah.
Bloody
so
hell.
I think knocking him into the pool of blood is either going to be very good or very,
very bad.
And we're about to find out.
He's going
to
come back up with axe hands. But then he can't cast it.
Very true.
No, it's worse than that. He's a blood mage, which means that he regenerates.
What happens if he has a scratch?
No, what that means is he has a dick
just sucks.
Sprinkled demon blood on the ashes of Andraste. We know what blood mages are. Fucking jerks. But then that pisses off, you know, Leon and Wynn and... Well, okay, Wynn is the healer. You cannot make Wynn.
That was 8. Next we go Leona. On 3.
Leliana.
Tom, here, what's your deck step?
5.
Oh, he goes before you. Okay. Partook. Swings at the nearest person.
He's a swinger.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Swing first ball.
Dude, I'm hung like a horse. This rocks.
I'm not sure that's the mushroom stamp we were looking for.
Windmill, free action.
Okay.
So does that have any string attached to it?
Are you sure you want to put this on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This will probably have more.
All right, he gets to it, axe attacks. The nearest people are going to be you and...
Who else attacked him?
I don't remember. I think it was Ethan. Was you?
I haven't gone yet. I go on a 1. Remember?
You have a ranged attack.
Yeah. I'm moving slower than the obsidian.
You attacked him, right?
I'm going,
no, I attacked him.
Oh hell! Well, he'll attack you guys because you guys are closest. So he'll attack. This attack's on you. What's your physical defense?
I'm actually in the back cooking up some of that pheasant now.
Completely oblivious to the whole process.
No, I was inspired.
He hits. Okay. He will hit, and if you want to try to avoid blow.
Sure, why not?
What's your physical defense?
9.
Okay. Somehow, I don't think... No, he misses you. He gets a 4.
Woo!
You got to beat a 9.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
sucks
tell me about
you.
So, avoid blow is stupid.
Is this the person with 2? So if I had gotten hit, I have avoid blow and parry. Would I be able to try it on both of his attacks?
No, you can only use it on one attack directly.
He's only attacking him with 1.
But Terry has to connect.
You take 6 points of damage, which doesn't even make it through your armor.
Ow!
Wait, no.
It's like that. Punk. What's with you people?
My armor, bitch.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
How are you?
That'll buff out.
Right, Andre.
Legasp, I'm going.
Legasp.
Alright, Astral Spear, the son of a bitch. It's in my matrix. He doesn't know I'm here yet.
He also, he's in the blood and you can't see him.
I was talking about the giant.
Oh, the Tartuk. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, orc, not troll. Shankity! 13.
Worst Price Chopper ad ever.
What,
13? No, Price Chopper
blasts through ass hands.
It's actually a hit. Good job.
Not getting things tonight.
we love you.
Like, totally.
16.
Like, am I
16 points of damage?
Like, wow. Like,
do you have any mystic karma?
I know my...
16, you said?
16, I said.
So he takes 14.
Take that 14. To the face.
Right in the face.
Right in the face.
Absolutely. Sure
All right. He's not happy with that. Ethan.
I'm going to try to stabulate Tartu for whatever his name is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Two. Wrong goes on two. Okay, my apologies.
Bastard. Like,
it's where's books
wait.
Over there?
Can I get like, behind Mr. Horse again?
Do you have maneuver?
No.
Okay. Well, you can move behind him if you want.
By the way, I was looking at the books for the hero system.
I'm reasonably behind
the
him.
The character creation one, this. Combat, which is the one next to it, is this.
D8 plus D6 for melee weapons.
Hero system is nuts.
With character sheets like that look like tax forms. With character sheets looks like tax forms.
Yeah.
Like, alright, let me go through it. I have to take this to H&R Block.
Okay, you hit.
You can do anything with it as long as you know calculus.
Calculus, L.
Six. I wonder what they would do if you took that form to them.
I'm going to go, what the hell is this? We'll have to send this to the main office.
And by the way, being a windling mm-hmm. and being on the floor behind him, mm-hmm. I'm aiming for the legs.
So you cut the leg. Which does not make him happy. Now it's like,
okay, roll a d3.
Okay, I'll try to stab tabulate
Star 2
for whatever
his name
is. Star 2. No, I was making the leg.
Oh.
9, 10, 11, 12.
That'll hit.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting.
I can't pull to you, man. That's disgusting.
Mm, 13 points of damage.
He's still up.
Okay, back to the top. New initiatives.
Yay!
Yay. I increased it again.
Oh, I had to move up to him. Right, never mind.
12!
Reroll it.
Reroll it. And add it.
Super fast.
Superfly.
I'm Superfly.
9. I will go on.
21.
Can I burn karma points to reroll initiative?
You're yes. not going to beat me.
No, I'm okay. I just don't want to roll a 1. 20.
20.
It's okay.
20.
We still have another encounter.
Reflexes of tiger. Speed of sloth.
20. Crap. Artuk goes on 20.
Crap.
Rowan goes on 21.
Ooh, I go first anyway.
Andre?
I got a 4!
Awesome.
I'm
that's higher.
I'm going to hit him. And then he's going to be his
2!
Right next.
Awesome. Michael?
5.
Okay. Becca?
8.
Wow, you didn't change. Finty? And last but not least, Ladris.
Drowning.
He's doing his best deep one impression.
Are you sure that's not Murloc?
I was going to say,
that's a Murloc.
No, Murloc is... He's doing the whole...
How are those different fish
changes? It's a fish shift.
Cass is like, Cass like, shut the fuck up.
Chocolate donuts are gone.
Like, can I eat it more?
You're messy.
I know. I suck.
I think you do. But we love you anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Now so we should writing.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't suck that bad. All right. Going off at the top. 21. Rowan.
I'm going to hit him again, which is probably dumb, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
4. Whiff.
That will be a whiff.
I got a 4.
On 20. 9. D8 plus D6. Okay. His first attack is a kick against you.
I thought it might be.
Putt. 10. What's yours? 11?
11.
10. He will miss, but he will burn a karma point. Because they get karma points too. To reroll that 3. And he will get to explode that. 12. 19. Do you have a void blow?
Yeah, but I can't roll a 19.
Well, if it's open-ended, you can.
But
you can get up to. You can possibly get up to a 24.
I'll try it.
Those are
six.
That's a 6.
That's 12.
Yeah.
Wow. So
19. You're getting close to that 19 already.
6.
18.
Dude.
That was fucking awesome.
There's like.
Point of a void blow. Yeah, because you really wouldn't want that kick coming
suddenly,
in.
Suddenly,
there was a damage rating of
suddenly the bile thing just does the Trinity Makers.
Feet like
underneath her. One axe on you. One axe on you.
Don't kick me, bitch.
You can't throw in the sink.
Boris,
get out.
Like, oh shit! Abort! 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 Abort!
What's your defense? 9?
Hold back! Nuke aside from orbit! Still, I'm gonna be sure.
Your defense is 9? He misses. Becca? He misses. Alright.
Wait.
Yeah. Ladras stands up. He looks very, very pissed off.
Yeah.
And wet.
You guys are like, eat it!
Or maybe urine.
What's your spell defense?
Inadequate. 7.
Okay, minus 7.
Minus
7. 9. Okay, he casts a spell on you.
He casts a spell on you.
Yeah, suddenly it feels like you're choking. Like, horribly choking, and that is...
Oh god, he's Darth Vader.
Tell me, how do you feel? And remember, this is for posterity.
D12 plus 2 dice 8. Is the damage rating on this?
Okay.
1. 2. Lucky. 7. So I'm going to reroll. I'm going to burn a karma point to reroll the 1.
Oh.
There you go.
He gets a 1. So.
The fates have spoken.
Yep. So it's 8 points, 7 plus 1 plus 2 is 9 points, 10 points of damage.
10
points of damage. You take 10 points of damage minus from Mystic Armor as you feel like you're being choked from the inside out.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, that was...
Plus 1, plus 2.
Ladras. All right. Now we move to 8. Becca.
Smack him.
I will.
You can do it.
Fix it.
Okay, so... If my,
you were stuck.
If my Battle Bellow is a free action, can I do that and attack him?
Yeah, but Battle Bellow is not going to really do much considering it gives him a minus 1 penalty. You guys hit him a couple more times, he's toast. He's not going to get another attack with the way you guys fight.
Behold, we have the ability to transmogrify him into toast.
Yes. And she's transmogrified.
I got an 8. Oh, wait, I get to roll this one again, don't I?
Hey, yep. It's a word that happens in the Warriors of Chaos.
13.
Therefore, it's a word. Faithful transmogrification.
Yep. Transmogrification?
I believe.
No, transmogrification.
What's the difference between transmogrification and transmogrification?
I think it's
emphasis on the O.
I think it's a typo.
I believe it's a typo.
18.
Can you really
18 points of damage? Yeah, he's dead.
Like a typo, though?
it's just meant to be.
She does this cool little pirouette thing and lops Tortuk's head off.
Of course, because I know how to dance.
Blood going. And the body just kind of falls
dance.
Over.
I dodge
jump,
the blood.
Magic jump.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. You don't want to get wet. Remember what happens to your wings?
Roll dodge blood.
Well, it's okay. With that 24 avoid blow, she's like on top of the blood.
Yeah, she's walking. She's walking on top of the blood. She's like...
I leaped up under the wall.
Yeah. She's doing the Spider-Man thing. Yep.
Spider-Wildling. Whatever Spider-Wildling does.
Okay, Fenty, 7.
Right.
Yep, Ladras is standing up. He looks very, very pissed off. He's just choked you.
He's about to look more pissed off.
Does whatever
Fenty Pig does.
Yeah, you killed Tortuk. You lopped his head off. You pulled a Conan the Barbarian, or Conan the Destroyer.
He was using that.
Not much.
Not anymore.
Not as much as the axes.
By the way, in Conan the Barbarian, there's lots of random sex.
Uh-huh. Have you ever read the book, the stories? Uh-huh. There's a lot of random sex in the stories, too.
Did you just notice this?
Sequitur, like, the last time I saw Conan the Barbarian, I was 5.
And it was probably edited for TV.
No, I watched it with my family.
Wow.
Nice. This is what I'm talking about.
Does that count in some ways like child endangerment or something? Like showing a 5-year-old like Conan the Barbarian?
5, Michael.
All
right.
A miss? No, a 9? No, I thought it was damage. No, that hits.
Okay.
Sorry.
He's still up.
Thought that was damage. No, he's got a freaking physical defense of 7. A 9 is like an average hit for him. It's like 9. Oh yeah, you hit him.
Wow.
Six.
Your damage dice don't like you.
You're not more. Michael.
You don't like him fighting more.
All right. Put an arrow through his head.
Zombies,
loading first arrow. Bolt and the crossbow.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Just shoot him.
I've got no quarrel with you.
That would be 16.
That would be a hit, but not quite extraordinary.
Okay.
1 point away from extraordinary.
Underachiever.
You spend a karma to reroll that one die. What'd you get on that one die? Is it 5? Yeah, you totally need that.
You're totally.
Okay. Six points.
And sucks, don't it?
I'm going to take. I'm going to exercise my second shot capability.
Okay.
That's a wise choice.
And load a second bolt.
Hit him again.
Chose
hit him again.
Wisely.
Oh, that's the wrong dice. 8. To hit with second shot.
That will hit.
Ooh, excellent. And again. 6.
Again.
6.
5.
Fail.
All right. That was on 5. 4. Andre?
Second verse, same as the first. Except this time on the troll.
No. No, you're doing it on the headless corpse.
9 plus what?
10.
10?
I got a 1. It's 10.
So you can't fireball?
10? Against the spell defense?
Yeah.
A 10 will not hit.
Can I burn a karma down?
Yeah, you can burn a karma to reroll that one that was a 1.
The gods have decreed it shall be
it will not fit.
Why, Zinch, you have fucked me for the last time. I'm going to Sinesh, at least I know he'll fuck me.
Zinch goes, dude, I'm a chaos god.
What do you expect? 2, even.
I stab tabulate.
Stab.
Mighty stab tight.
With a 6.
By the way,
6 will not hit.
Round
excellent, I spend a karma point.
No kidding.
Except for your dodge.
That's not going to be pretty.
Getting a 12, 15.
That'll hit.
God!
To hit, just to let you guys, to hit, you need to roll higher than a 7. If you get a 17 or higher, then, I'm sorry, a 19 or higher, then it's awesome.
Doing a mighty
it's extraordinary.
7 it points of damage.
7?
Fucking mighty hardcore.
He's still up. He's like, God damn you assholes. Okay.
Fuck
Did
you,
he really
asshole.
Just say that?
Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, wait. Then I'll use my simple action to taunt him.
Interrupting his incantation. He's like, fuckers.
Bastards.
I got a... Never mind. I got
yeah,
a 3.
You got a 4.
You're
go,
stupid.
Hi!
Bastards.
Get the point? Get it? The...
Was that an attempted engaging banter?
No, he tried to do a taunt.
No, you can't do engaging banter in combat. It kind of sucks.
Right, so, new initiatives.
You realize you fight worse when you're using your charisma score, right?
12 again.
I got a 4. I got a 4.
13.
I got a 2, so just leave me where I'm at.
Yeah, well.
What'd you get? Who got a 4?
I did. Yeah. He's gonna go first.
Andre got a 4 too?
Yep. Yeah, are you kidding me? I got a deck thing.
Michael? Becca?
6.
Control.
I kill him with a 6 of them. Before most of you.
No. Okay.
Well,
I had a 3, so I burned a card point to re-roll it. I rolled a 2.
He goes on a 2.
So evidently karma seems to be a bitch.
No kidding.
How do we get karma back again?
You have to do a karma ritual.
Ritual.
We ask nicely.
No, please.
Help a lady across the street.
My ritual is riding my
Stop
horse.
Stop eating puppies.
I ride my horse.
I'm smack something.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like... Okay.
It's horse magic.
Mm. Okay.
By the great river pony.
Which is like horse feathers, but different.
Okay. We go off on a 13 with Rowan.
Smacky!
Gonna smack him?
I make with the smacking. Because I have really no other options.
I feel your pain.
So you guys are all like basically circling around this guy. Cluster
yeah,
fucking.
Yes. I'm aiming for the knees.
The guys are all getting tired. The girls are kicking ass.
7.
7? That will hit. Barely.
Okay. 4 points.
He's still up! He's like, I'm not dead, motherfuckers! Got 1 hit point left.
I'm not dead yet!
He's like,
okay, if he gets around to me, that's how much damage I do to him.
So. Jesus Christ.
But I'm good enough to do.
Let's see, that was 13. 6, Becca.
Woo!
snacky.
DuckTales?
Nine.
Oh, that's a six, isn't it?
Oh, yep. You're right.
11 plus 3 is 14. That hits! Spike him.
That's a nice hit, too.
Yeah, it's a good hit. Actually, it's an excellent hit, I think.
Good act, though.
No, it's a good hit.
8.
And he dies! I need everybody's spell defenses.
Oh, dear.
7.
8. 9.
Okay, we'll start with Michael, or we'll start with Ethan first. 7?
Oh, that was Nathan's foot.
7.
Then I'm not sorry.
15, 16. So, 16 will hit you. Michael?
7.
5.
It hits me.
13. 20 something. 8 is 6, 21. Yeah. Okay, that hits you. What's your spell defense?
9, as though it matters.
Nice. Telling you?
Yeah, pretty much. Good.
8. Let's see. 8 is poor. Yeah, it doesn't hit you. What's your spell defense?
That's the back of the cave.
7.
7?
How did you move out of the way?
6? He never was up there.
Yeah. My range on my spear is 48
six,
yards.
8.
You stay from no, that's,
so he just stood at the entrance to the
seven,
cavern.
15.
There,
you know? So you had a 7, you said? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll hit. Yeah. Becca, what's your spell defense?
8.
I'm rolling lots of 8s here.
You should stop.
I can't help it. 3. 8. Okay, 14. Yeah, that'll hit. Rowan?
8.
If you all die, I will be using your bodies for posterity.
1.
I would expect nothing less.
Parts.
8. I mean,
8 will just barely hit. Okay. He explodes in like a
samurai blood flare.
Well, no, not a samurai blood flare, but it's actually like a shockwave of magic essence from when you kill him. It actually releases his talisman, which causes a shockwave of damage. It's only damage. It's only damage step 12, which is 2 dice 10, and I've been
so
rolling like shit.
Tracking with the back of black lights.
So he was a spooge golem. Okay,
his talisman's been leaking.
16.
Oh my god! Seriously.
24.
25 points of damage is what
ouch.
It takes. This is actually against your physical rating because it's
like
physical damage because it's
blow.
Impact.
Yeah.
You can't.
Can
no.
No. But you actually remove your armor
to parry.
Rating from it.
It was how much again?
25. So you pull your physical armor. Yeah, your physical armor. So you have
that's
4. That 21. Pulls, yeah, you take 21, which means you will take a wound.
Where?
Yep,
where
I take 2.
You have 22. So,
how do you know at what point you?
I may be
taking...
dead.
No, you have 1 point
that your
left.
Threshold.
That can't be right.
Oh, every 7
you're,
points of
no,
damage.
No, your death is here.
31.
So I'm almost
two,
unconscious.
Almost
yeah, you're
three.
Almost unconscious. You almost went. She almost went unconscious. You did take. You took.
So he did
2 20.
What he did
so. Mark 2 wound.
20 points damage. So 20 minus 5 is 20.
No,
he
did 25.
No, it's 25 minus
25
5
minus 5 is 20.
So it's the wound threshold.
Right. So you take
single hit. If you take double damage, you take 2 wounds. So if say your wound threshold is an 8, and you take
and you
20 points of damage, you just took 2 wounds.
Which I just
more
took 2 wounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so
we probably all took 2
wounds.
Yeah, I
you
dropped.
Went unconscious?
I'm unconscious.
Yep. Oh.
I still have 8 points, but I took over 19 points of damage.
And one hit, yeah.
In one hit.
He goes, boom! Hits the wall, bounces, falls on the ground.
Are you
Everybody looks really, really unhappy. Everybody looks really painful, pained right now. He just stood there. It's like the wave comes up and he just goes, no. It's like bounces off his hand.
It's like the wave just slows down and stops the little pieces.
It's like, turns to 2D and goes,
they run out of effects money.
Yeah. We ran out of our budget, damn it.
Alright, well, I guess we'll start doctoring.
Tiny owl.
Bigger owl.
Okay.
No, she's got 1 hit point.
No, she's got 10
1
points.
Point until
I have 10
unconscious.
Hit points. I have 1 point until I pass out.
It's like, oh, hey, me too.
Oh.
Like, that hurts. No, the unconscious thing is if you take that much damage in one hit.
I almost did.
You almost did.
Tiny owl.
Yeah, hell no, cold on the floor.
He's like bleeding out of his eyes, nose, and mouth.
So no, your correct response is, I don't hear him complaining.
excuse me, before you do that, I have 3 salves of closure and a healing potion. Do you want them?
The salves of closure take a recovery test, but heal a wound.
The healing potion is a step 8
Test to heal. Or it allows them to automatically make a recovery test without burning a recovery test.
Step 9.
What a successful one of those does, it allows them to make a recovery test for free.
Okay.
So it's based off of whatever their recovery test is. So you make it, and then he makes a recovery test, and maybe he'll wake up.
You get to roll some dice in a minute.
Yes. Exactly. Actually, he gets to roll a die, probably. Go ahead. No. Roll your test, Andre.
I thought we were using weird mystic juju band-aids.
Not yet.
I give you the weird mystic juju band-aids.
And you can use as you wish.
I was going to use normal.
It's a suffocatory. Yeah.
And if that hits, if shit hits the fan, then hand it to him.
Yeah. You mean you can make it worse?
Yeah. If he does a pathetic result, yeah, it's
9.
Bad. 9. Mm-hmm. What's your?
What's my what?
Toughness.
It's at rank 8.
Your toughness?
My base value is an 8. My step is a 4 on toughness.
And you got a 9?
No wonder you
That's a good result.
Okay,
so you can automatically make a recovery check without burning one of your recovery chests per day.
4!
So you're conscious. Woo! Okay. You guys can also make recovery tests if you'd like. You can use a recovery test... to either heal a single wound, or heal the action die value of your damage points. So,
I thought you had to be full hit points before you could heal wounds.
No.
Okay.
No, you can actually heal a wound before then. But the thing is you.
You don't get any hit points.
You don't get any hit points back. So you're still horribly battered and bruised, but you've stitched shut. That's not going to kill me.
My recovery is a D8, my action dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do I have to roll?
You roll a D... You automatically make a recovery test. There's no rolling to make the recovery test. He was just using his skill as a physician to give them a free physical.
Then why do I have...
Because everybody gets the ability to actually make a recovery test without...
So we make a recovery test, we roll our action dice, D8. What do we need to roll to...
You don't. D8 is how many points you get back. It's an uncontested roll. There is no difficulty to it. You just get whatever you roll back to your points.
Unless
you want to heal a wound, and then you can burn your recovery test and just heal a wound, but you don't heal any points back.
Ah,
so I can use my 2 tests per day and just take my wounds away and deal with my 6 hit points.
Yeah, if you want to.
What does having a wound do?
Wounds give you penalties. Each wound gives you -1 to whatever you
roll. Each wound past the first.
Yeah.
Oh.
Each wound past the first.
I'm going to heal one of my wounds.
Okay. You can only... if you have 2 tests per day, you can take them both back to back if you want. But that means if anything else happens, you guys are, up the creek without a paddle. So I'm thinking Finty keeps rolling the die in his hand. He wants to make a recovery test.
Yeah. No, I already made 1.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I got 7 hit points back.
That's not bad.
Now I'm just contemplating.
You do a thing that makes me not have to burn a test to...
Okay. 16?
Yeah. What's your step for that? 5?
D8, or step is 5, yeah.
Yeah. What did you get, Andre?
16.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. That means that you'll actually heal a wound and get recovery points back.
Hook it up.
You're going to be a little harder because toughness is high.
I roll my...
So you lose a wound and you roll your back.
Thank you.
16. And he can do that once per person in the group.
Woohoo!
Okay, so... On to...
And I'm actually burning another test.
It's 11 on you. What's your
test?
7.
11? That's good. It's not high enough to get... But you can either heal a wound or you can... I'll get an automatic recovery test for free. So I think we should
have a stone Olympics. I think
that would be 6. 7. 7? What's your toughness rating? Your step.
My step?
Yeah.
5.
Would you get a 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's average. You will get a check for free.
Yeah. I don't get to re-roll that, do I?
Yes, you do.
I do.
All dice are open-ended once, including recovery dice, so...
Nice, you took 14 back.
Yay.
So she's like, you're like, I have good juju.
I have plenty of experience on humans.
She's like, wow.
What else do you know about humans?
Okay,
who's hard like diamond.
How many wounds?
11 on.
I have 11? 2 wounds. I'm only down 8 hit points, though.
11? That's good, but that's not extraordinary. So
I
you can
left, but I basically burn one for free.
Yeah, you burn. You get one for free, so you can make a D10 check, or you can remove one of your wounds.
Remove one of my wounds, and then make a check and get 13 back.
Okay.
Low half of those,
even with a mighty 7.
Okay, good.
Still.
Okay, anybody left?
And they said I didn't have a tradesman skill.
Okay.
So actually, if you became a horror and you can no longer concentrate, being able to be a physician is probably the last thing that someone would want you to try to prove that you weren't a horrible monster. No, I'm a doctor, I swear.
He speaks much faster recently. Well, I don't know why.
Nobody else wants one. I'm using one of these salves of closure and taking away my other wound. I don't have any.
I would like to lose a wound.
I give you a salve of closure. I have one left. Does anybody want it?
I have a small boo-boo. I took 3.
Yeah, but you don't have a wound.
Oh, wait. Can I doctor myself?
Yeah. How are you?
6 versus 6.
How's your wound?
I have a wound. So
6 versus 6?
Penalty for it.
6 versus 6 is average, yeah. You have a wound? Okay. So everybody else is pretty much...
I just need 4 hit points. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh my gosh!
I have a healing potion.
For your recovery test?
Step 8 test to heal.
Or a +8 to his recovery test
or
check.
Or a +8 to your recovery test check.
Whichever is higher.
Okay. Sure.
Here! And I'm gonna
step 8 is 2d6. I think yours is actually higher than that, isn't it?
Oh, D12. I'm spending a
D12.
To re-roll that.
So yours is a step 7. So step 7 plus 8 would theoretically would be higher plus, than 2d6. Yes.
Yeah. I still have 13 damage.
Excelsior!
Excelsior?
I don't know why I said that.
Why don't you use one of the recovery things? They give you +8 to your recovery check.
One of the recovery things?
Yeah. Look, booster potion.
One of the booster potions?
Yeah, it gives you +8 to whatever you roll on your die.
Oh, then I'm taking that. I'll drink one of those, and then...
It gives you +8 to what you rolled, so that's 11. So, yeah, that gets you down to 5.
And 5 is reasonable, because I've got no wounds. Okay, so we only used 2 of the salves of closure. We used the healing potion. We used one of the booster potions.
So the monster has thus there verily been beaten.
Smote.
And he exploded.
He exploded, yeah, with a horrible spell.
Is there anything left of him? Like a purse to search?
Shards of bone and some nasty stuff. Yeah.
Are there any possessions?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
What about on the lumberjack? What's to say?
That was funny.
That was really...
I know I should have laughed so hard.
Okay.
I've known the Gardner clan so damn long.
I was way into a stretch, my mouth open and yawning, everything. He just over, the thing goes flex. I was like,
well, that was the adventure.
I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
That was the adventure. That was
your touch
to Michael or
no? I've been warned many times about poking people while they're stretching.
That was it.
Well, combat was vicious. Very, very vicious.
Combat is very deadly. It's like Shadowrun deadly, only you don't take as much damage in one blow.
Can't we find some more things for us to kill?
Shadowrun deadly, only people don't have semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah. Everything's close range, so you like actually get to see the enemy's face as you slice them out.
I have to be a cyber samurai anyway.
I have to say,
anyway.
Earthdawn to me seems terribly complex in the way they do things.
I think the flavor of the setting's great.
The setting's awesome, but the rules are a little complicated.
I think though that one, it's one of those things that as you get used to it, you can also
it's
customize
unfriendly to
it.
Noobs.
Yeah, what I needed to really do, I didn't realize when I started this, is I needed to basically cut this out and paste it into another form and give one to every single person.
Yeah, so we know what we need to roll. And
yay, flowchart combat.
Yeah.
Yes. But
I do like the whole open-ended dice so that I can make my rolls thing.
Yeah, that's very cool.
That was kind of nice.
I do like the... It's a single open-ended, but...
I don't like the idea that whether I live or die is determined by Vizio.
By who?
Vizio.
Vizio.
It's a
flowchart program.
Oh. That would be like computer nonsense.
That's not nonsense.
It is nonsense, but it's cool nonsense.
It's computer gabbling.
Well, it's Vizio. It's not that cool.
Yeah, it is Vizio. That's true. The only way it could be made worse is if you actually turn it into like a database with access. So here, we have this step here, actually takes us to this database here to show us the actual ranges that you need for this.
Oh. Evil mind.
Just like my boss, he builds 11 different tables for everything. Wait, wait, let's pull all that out and put it in another table.
So, please don't. Let's do a review on this. Aside from the adventure having, like, the most...
normal form.
I need to forget that. I blame the system for bad
life. Oh, just turn it off?
Yeah. No, the system... Yeah.
Do a different reporting.
The probe was appalling.
That was our playtest of Earth Dawn.
Okay.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present. A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.